your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGN.
You don't tamper with a classic, but you can refine it. And that's what we've done this year with the 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party. We've trimmed the time to 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th. We've made it an easy drive to Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves, free parking on site and across the street. We've made it cozier with seating limited to a maximum of 500 guests. We've made it family-friendly with buffet-style foods included in the ticket price of $10 per person. We've kept the sweet and sassy dancers and the Jerry Stretz professional dancers and added the DJ playing great music from Complete Music Company, plus fabulous door prizes and a drawing for a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are $5 each. The only thing missing will be you. Don't be left out. Order tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, the newest edition of a St. Louis classic.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Where do I begin this morning? Where do I begin? I could go to New York and talk about some Hillary issues. I could go to Texas and talk about some delay issues. I think I want to go to the LA Times. Or maybe I want to go to Iraq and the trial of Saddam Hussein. I think I want to go there. The UN is expressing a concern, deep concern, over the trial of Saddam Hussein. As a defense attorney, one who tried in many cases, represented many folks in court, it's a scary thing that's going on. I mean, if you just want to say, look, we think this guy's evil, we think this guy should be in jail, we think this guy should be dead, then just do it. Because what is going on in Iraq is not a trial by any means. And the UN is concerned about it. John Pace, a human rights chief at the United Nations Assistance Mission in Iraq, condemned what he called illegal detentions by Iraqi and U.S. military authorities. Huh? Talking about us? You talking about us? Wait a minute, I thought this was Saddam Hussein's trial. What you mean? What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? Huh? Us? We are concerned already by what we are seeing. We are concerned by the murder of two defense attorneys and the serious wounding of another. You think? You think somebody should be concerned about the fact that defense attorneys are murdered in the middle of a trial and the trial continues on? In a very short period of time. No, the jurors are not going to be impacted by that. Okay. There is already a paralysis in the legitimacy of the defense. Defense counsel had to be able to work freely and effectively for the trial to be considered fair. You think? We believe that the weakness in the sense of an administration of justice, in addition to the antecedents surrounding the establishment of this tribunal, we will never be able to produce the kind of process that would be able to satisfy international standards. How can you have a fair trial when defense attorneys are murdered? Before the trial even starts, defense attorneys are murdered or wounded. Tom DeLay is asking for a change of venue simply because I just think that the area is too democratic. And just juxtapose those two things. Tom DeLay is making the argument that he needs to change his trial from the county that it's in Texas to another county because the county that the trial is set in has too many Democrats in it. He says that's unfair. What do you suppose he would say if his attorneys kept there to represent him, kept getting murdered in that county? You think what do you think he would say about his need to have a change of venue then? In America, we say that you can move a trial because of unfair publicity. What's the publicity? What's the weight of the negative publicity of attorneys, defense attorneys being murdered? Do you think you'd be able to change your trial location? Suppose the judge said to you that I'm not going to take any questions from you because you speak English. I don't have to listen to anything that you say because you don't speak English. Suppose a judge in the middle of the trial said to the defense attorney, I don't have to take any questions from you because you don't speak English. Write those questions down, submit it to me later, and I might get to it. Oh, there's a fair trial going on. It's a fair trial going on. Now, explain to me how the United States could be part of, because we're running stuff over there, right? The UN has no role in the trial. The trial is being conducted by a 5-judge panel under a tribunal appointed by U.S. occupation forces. Let me get this straight. The government, the highest level of government in the United States, that would be George, as scary as it is, that's George Bush. George Bush has said, you've heard him. You've heard his underlings say it. They said Saddam Hussein wanted dead or alive. I want Saddam Hussein because he tried to kill my daddy, who I'm not speaking to. They said they wanted him dead. They said they wanted him dead or alive. Now, let me ask you. It's not for the last few, maybe we're in the throes of the last few gasping moments of a democracy. But let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. How fair of a trial do you think you would get if a person who wanted you dead, who articulated that they wanted you dead, a person that came into your house unprovoked, you hadn't done anything to him, tore your house up, burned your house, went after everybody who knew you, and called them enemies and torched their houses. And what kind of a fair trial do you think you would get if that person then got to try you for crimes in the burned out rubble of your where your house used to be and picked the people that were going to make the decision of whether or not you were innocent or guilty? And as you're sitting on the burned out rubble of your house, the people that you've picked to represent you are being murdered left and right by people who are trying you. The people who are trying you, they know these people. Please tell me, how fair of a trial do you think you would get? The best witness that they put on yesterday, in almost a Comedy Central routine, almost a Saturday Night Live moment, this woman who had been tortured and raped when she was 16 years old wanted to have her voice distorted. Cool, good call. You were blindfolded when this happened. You don't know who did this to you. I don't blame you for wanting to testify behind the screen. I understand. Having your voice distorted, I understand. But they had a glitch in the moment where her voice wasn't really distorted. Oops. Oops. And this woman, because the prosecution likes to put on, you know, the whole world is watching this trial. The whole world is watching this trial. You put on your strong stuff first. You hit them with your best shot. Isn't that right? I know there's a song like that. Hit them with your best shot. Hit me with your best shot. She said, I was raped. I was tortured. She cried and cried and cried. I understand, baby. I understand. Did Saddam Hussein do this? I don't know. I was blindfolded. Do you have any reason to believe that Saddam Hussein did this? No, I don't hold any animosity towards Saddam Hussein. I simply am mad at him because he was in charge while this took place. Well, that doesn't exactly get him the death penalty. Because there are a whole lot of folks that can line up and say, I'm mad as heck, H.E. Tubble, two picks at George Bush for the atrocities that have happened while he's been in office. You think there are a few Iraqis that could say that? And point their finger at George W. Bush, because if that's the case, let's get it on. Let's try everybody. So the first witness wasn't exactly a smoking gun. This is not a trial. This is not a trial. And they could all face the death penalty by hanging. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that have made your selves very clear. You believe that Saddam Hussein is a monster. You believe that Saddam Hussein is evil. Cool. Folks feel that way about George W. Bush. But that doesn't mean that there should be a trial where the decisions are being made. George W. Bush doesn't want Democrats on the Supreme Court. He doesn't want a progressive as a federal appeals judge. He doesn't want a liberal on his staff. Do you think that his head would just spin off of his shoulders if he had to go to trial with nothing but Democrats on the trial, let alone people who have articulated hate and death wishes towards? It would be like Ronald Reagan going to trial and everybody in the jury was related to John Hinckley. That's what it would be like. That's what the trial of Saddam Hussein is like. Would that be a farce? Of course it would be. George W. Bush picked the people who will judge the guilt or innocence of Saddam Hussein. Now, if you're proud to be an American under those circumstances, shame on you. But if you can spell American, you should be deeply shamed and profoundly troubled and hugely worried about your own behind if you think that the stuff that they're doing to him ain't going to come back to you. You crazy and you stupid. If you think that the lawlessness that's being directed at Saddam Hussein will be contained within the border of Iraq, you're a fool. Because the lawlessness that is being directed at Saddam Hussein is coming straight back at you. For all of you that support this farce. It's almost like you couldn't sit down with the David Kellys of the world and write a more crazy script than this. Saddam Hussein is being tried by people appointed by George Bush, judged by people. The judges have been appointed by George Bush. And Saddam Hussein is accused of committing crimes against humanity. And scattered throughout the land where Saddam Hussein is being tried are all of these illegal detention centers where George Bush is holding people illegally. Are we in La La Land yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Ooh, Jesus. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. Good, 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 googly-muggly. Whew. Whew. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue, right? We brought democracy to Iraq. Texas style. I'll be back.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. You gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. When we look at this hour's traffic and weather, this hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. Westbound 270 at Lilac and Bell Fountain, an accident that was reported earlier, has been cleared. Eastbound 270 at Chain of Rocks, there's a vehicle spun out and the right lane is blocked. Traffic jams approaching Riverview. Westbound 270 at Chain of Rocks, the disabled vehicle, left lane is blocked. And traffic approaching 203 jams as you're coming westbound on 270. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. That exit is closed. You can use 11th Street. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Germania. No problems there. Eastbound 44 at 141 and 270. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 at Long Road and 270. Everything seems to be running smoothly. Northbound 270 at 44 in Marshall. You've got slow traffic. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks. All the way in Lindbergh looks good. Westbound 5570 split between 4th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at 5570 merge. No problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3, that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, is on the move. Eastbound Park Avenue at Jefferson, there's a report of an accident. The right lane is blocked. And Hanley at 40, there's icy patches out there. There's probably pretty much icy patches around a lot of the area, so just use caution and slow down a bit. Take your time. Add an extra 10 minutes to get into work. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could have that $33,000 jet experience for only $3,000. American Express card members can go online today at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly cloudy, blustery today with a high only in the mid-20s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-20s. Wednesday evening, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. The low should be around 15. Then on Thursday, snow likely. Moderate snow accumulations are possible. A high in the mid-20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 21 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 21 as well, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 13. Stick around for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
If you're buying toys for Christmas, there are three things about toy safety you need to remember. toxic chemicals, choking hazards, and hearing damage. Allison Cassidy, director of U.S. PERG's Toy Safety Research Group, joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 8 with the results of her group's yearly assessment of the most dangerous toys on the market. You'll be a smarter toy shopper if you listen to the wake-up call Tuesday morning at 8.
Oh, honey, just put that down there.
So, the movers will be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah? Oh, but it's fine. Most of that stuff can just go straight in the truck.
All right. What about the 16th century Rossellini sculpture from Italy?
Toss it in the box. It'll be fine.
Whoops!
Oh, but that priceless painting? The movers can just carry out. I don't think we have to cover it. Oh, and the sideboard from your grandma?
Uh-huh.
We'll just strap it to the roof of the car.
Okay.
You need the right protection for priceless things when moving. And when your precious children are in the car, they need the right protection, too. If they're too big for a car seat, that doesn't mean they're the right size for an adult safety belt. If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat. It raises them up so the safety belt fits properly. And the right fit makes all the difference to their future. To learn more, visit www.boosterseats.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the wake-up call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well-known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni, Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning wake-up call.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me. Be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vandenbenner, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
There's so much suffering out there for the rich. And President Bush has tried to ease their pain by giving nearly all the tax cuts that phase in this year to the wealthiest 1%. The other 99% of Americans, hey, let them eat cake. The elder Bush started phasing out personal exemptions and most itemized deductions for the rich when he was in office. But W saw how badly this hurt the haves and fixed it by repealing that move with his tax reform plan of 4 years ago. Now, it's only going to cost the government a measly $10 billion by 2010. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice joins us Wednesday morning at 8 to break it all down for you further and explain how you can do your part to keep the rich from hurting anymore.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown.
living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Korean veteran, good morning.
I had to call you up this morning. Ms. Brown, you know one thing I want to tell you. You are the lone voice crying in the wilderness. America has lost its credibility in the world. When all of this started and they went into Iraq, you and I both said, the first thing we said, they would destabilize this country. And another thing I want to say is that with the U.S. have had over 400 overflights, Condoleezza Rice is going to Germany today. And they have already, the German have already said that they, the U.S. have had over 400 overflights over their countries. And they're going to jump on our butt about taking all these people, you know, into different countries in the torture. And so I just want to say in the city of St. Louis that you are the lone voice out here. And the thing you always ask, are you scared? Yes, Miss Brown, I'm scared because we are losing our civil rights. We are going backwards. And what happened over there in, when they jumped on Saddam Hussein, the U.S. had given Saddam Hussein all the weapons and everything and gas when they fought the Kurds. And you had that on your program yesterday. And so we're complicit. I mean, here's a man that we've been supporting and propping up over there. Now we turn on him like we did when they went down there and down in who was that got locked up in prison up here from one of the islands down about drugs sitting in jail? Do you remember?
No.
Well, anyhow, the one they went down to Panama or somewhere down there.
Oh, you're talking about Manuel Noriega.
Yeah, they went in the country and brought
mm-hmm.
him back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they picked up people here and carried them to Guantanamo Bay. I'm scared right here. I mean, they have the thing, all the laws and places in line to take us and lock us up right here on whatever they want to do.
Better get busy.
That's right.
All
have
right.
a blessed day and a happy holiday.
Same to you. You scared yet? Let me share something else. Let me share something else with you. Yesterday we talked to the president of NOW, Kim Gandy, about the Supreme Court nominee, Alito. All right. Abortion is not your issue. I get that. It's not a priority. That's fine. You know, this is a big old country. You can have a number of different priorities. Let me throw something else at you that okay, he's opposed to abortion. All right. That don't bother you. Let me throw something else at you that he's cool with. Alito wrote that he saw no constitutional problem with a police officer shooting and killing an unarmed teenager who was fleeing after a $10 home burglary. And he wrote, I think the shooting in this case can be justified as reasonable. Because the officer could not know for sure why a suspect was fleeing, the courts should not set a rule forbidding the use of deadly force. Are you scared yet? Let me just break this down. The person is running away from you. Their back is to you. They are not coming in your direction. Alito says, kill him. You just never know where he's going. Kill him. Now, how did... And maybe some of you out there are thinking, well, you know, Alito is simply articulating the position that's held by other judges. Well, let's take a look at that. A year later, the Supreme Court used that very same case to set a firm national rule against the, let me understand the score of that, against the routine use of deadly force against fleeing suspects who pose no danger. It is not better that all felony suspects die than that they escape. That's what Justice Byron Wright said. Where a suspect poses no immediate threat to the officer and no threat to others, the harm resulting from failing to apprehend him does not justify the use of deadly force to do so. Alito said, kill him dead. better dead than, because there's no than. He's running away. He posing no threat. So better dead. Better dead. Justice White said a police officer may not seize an unarmed, non-dangerous suspect by shooting him dead. Alito said, uh-huh. 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 My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Good googly moogly. We have stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Let's do another break here. I'll be back.
On the hills of Georgia, across the plains of Tennessee, seen that I've done most everything man can do a scene. I could only borrow one dream from yesterday. I'd be on a train tomorrow. I'd be home on
this is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Pretoria. Several mass graves have been discovered in Namibia. Reports out of Finland say the graves have been found near the border with Angola. It's believed they contain bodies of Southwest African People's Organization insurgents who were killed during a 30-year civil war in the area. Namibia gained independence in 1990, but the mass graves have been kept secret. It's also believed that some of those responsible for those deaths may now be mercenaries in Iraq, serving as security consultants as part of the war on terror. The graves are thought to have as many as 4,000 bodies in them, and every South African base in northern Namibia has similar mass graveyards, but little has been reported on them either. And Dateline Washington. The president held a press conference on Friday morning to talk about how good the economy was going. But later in the same day, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan confirmed that the president knew that 10 Marines had been killed in Fallujah the previous night, but did not make mention of it during the briefing because he did not want to take the edge off of the positive spin he was putting on the economy. The roadside bomb killed 10 Marines who were on foot patrol and wounded another 11, making it the deadliest attack on American forces within the last 4 months. This is your wake-up call global news update. If you're buying toys for Christmas, there are three things about toy safety you need to remember: toxic chemicals, choking hazards, and hearing damage. Allison Cassidy, director of U.S. PERG's Toy Safety Research Group, joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 8 with the results of her group's yearly assessment of the most dangerous toys on the market. You'll be a smarter toy shopper if you listen to the wake-up call Tuesday morning at 8. Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the wake-up call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni, Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning wake-up call.
We're all looking for ways to get more mileage from a gallon of gas. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman with steps you can take to save money by getting the most out of every gallon of gas that you buy. First, keeping your car tuned and in proper working condition can improve gas mileage by up to 40%. Replacing your air filter and keeping tires properly inflated improves fuel efficiency. When you can, avoid idling your car. Running your engine when you're not moving wastes gas and money. Obey the speed limit. Speeding reduces fuel mileage by up to 23%. Your gas mileage decreases rapidly once you get above 60 miles an hour. You have the power to make a difference. By taking these steps, you can save money and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more tips on saving money at the gas pump, please visit our website at www.energy.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
There's so much suffering out there for the rich, and President Bush has tried to ease their pain by giving nearly all the tax cuts that phase in this year to the wealthiest 1%. The other 99% of Americans, hey, let them eat cake. The elder Bush started phasing out personal exemptions and most itemized deductions for the rich when he was in office. But W saw how badly this hurt the haves and fixed it by repealing that move with his tax reform plan of 4 years ago. Now, it's only going to cost the government a measly $10 billion by 2010. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice joins us Wednesday morning at 8 to break it all down for you further and explain how you can do your part to keep the rich from hurting anymore. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
It's Christmas time. This Christmas time, and you're so far from me. This Christmas time, it's Christmas time, with mouth between us, I will not see.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the other number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Check this out. I guess Hillary's not going to be singing. Well, maybe she will be singing some blues for the Christmas season. Former National Writers Union President Jonathan Tassani, one of the most progressive, outspoken activists in the U.S. labor movement, is expected this week to launch a Democratic primary challenge to Senator Hillary Clinton on a progressive platform that features a call for bringing U.S. troops home from Iraq. Ouch, ouch, and double ouch. Hillary's going to be challenged. You know Hillary's up for re-election. And the Republicans brought up the most pitiful woman in the world. The woman that the Democrats brought to, or that the Republicans brought to run against Hillary Clinton in her reelection bid for the United States Senate, is so pitiful that the Republicans are asking her to step down and run for Attorney General. She's so awful. She is so awful. But what this means, is that Hillary Clinton is going to be forced to address issues that she has refused to address or has addressed in a way that should trouble anybody that calls himself a Democrat. What Tassani says is Senator Clinton is out of step with the values of a majority of New Yorkers While a majority of New Yorkers support an end to the war, Senator Clinton has repeatedly voiced her support for a war that continues to accumulate unacceptable cost in terms of American Iraqi lives and our own government spending. Tasani has served more than a decade as the head of the National Union and has since worked as the president of the Economic Future Group. And this is, at the very least, an interesting challenge to Hillary Clinton. This guy's union. This guy is union. He understands the issues. He's quick on his feet. He said, "My candidacy will borrow a phrase from the late Senator Paul Wellstone, asking New Yorkers to vote for what you believe in." Now, Clinton's got money. She's got a solid Senate record and an appeal to many Democrats who see her both as the best candidate to carry forth her husband's legacy. Guess who's supporting Tasani? Guess who's supporting her? I mean, supporting him. Cindy Sheehan. And check this out. Hillary Clinton has refused to side with Murtha. You know him, the war hawk. The decorated war veteran who said we need to get the hockey puck out of Iraq. Hillary is not even standing next to him. But let me say this. In a Republican dominated, in a conservative embracing, in a media that is scary and unwilling to bring up and deal with the issues, or cowed, a media that is cowed, how much attention do you think that a guy beating up on Hillary Clinton will get in that media? I suspect he will get a lot of attention. I suspect he will get a lot of attention. Now, it's not clear whether Labor is going to back him or not. It's not clear. It's not clear whether he's going to get much support. But the fact of the matter is that in the media that hates Hillary Clinton, I suspect that a guy that is trying to kick her behind should get a lot of attention. I suspect. Car phone.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm great. I was just calling to say the guy that's running against Hillary in the Senate, he better watch his back. You know, Hillary and Whitewater, you know, everybody ended up dead.
Well, ouch. Well, ouch.
Okay, have a God bless day.
God bless you, too. Ouch. These are amazing times. Normally we reserve those kind of observations for the other side of the aisle. Ouch. Watch your back, baby. Watch your back. This ain't no plaything. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Registered voter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I was reading the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and it had an article that said the war is costing us $6 to $7 million per month.
Million?
And millions, $6 to $7 million per month at the present time. That's not counting the initial buildup and the infrastructure that was going for. I was wondering, what would we be doing with that money if we were not in Iraq?
I don't know. Can you say Katrina?
That would help.
Can you say Medicaid? Can you say school lunches? How about food stamps?
Oh, and we wouldn't be cutting out Medicaid.
No, sir.
Oh, that's interesting. Just thought I'd bring that subject up.
Okay, thanks for that. Take care. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back after the news. Stay with me.
So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. A military transport plane has crashed in suburban Tehran, killing at least 119 people, all 94 aboard the plane and 25 on the ground. The building is in flames and people are trapped there. In Iraq, at least 27 police officers and students are dead, 32 wounded, after two women walked into a classroom at the Baghdad Police Academy and detonated their suicide bombs. ABC's Stephanie Tsai is in Baghdad.
If these women were actually attending the police academy, it raises all sorts of questions about why they were in the academy, whether they had purposely infiltrated the academy to do harm, or whether they had gotten into the academy and changed or switched loyalties.
Also in Baghdad today, two women, their identities hidden, testified from behind curtains at Saddam Hussein's trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky has been in the courtroom.
Clarissa, the testimony offered by these women is so sensitive and so painful, they're giving it anonymously from behind a curtain, their voices electronically distorted. Witness A cried and called for God as she told the court her younger brother was lashed more than 50 times by Saddam's henchmen. She described how men took her into a room painted entirely red, handcuffed her, stripped her naked, and hit her. Clarissa?
Aaron Katursky in Baghdad. Convicted killer Wesley Eugene Baker was put to death by lethal injection last night in Baltimore, while dozens of death penalty opponents like this woman demonstrated outside.
We'll continue fighting. I mean, you know, there's others on death row, and we'll continue educating the public, and we'll continue pressuring the government.
About 2,000 lots of JFK memorabilia will be auctioned this weekend at Guernsey's in New York, President Alan Ettinger tells us.
You can compete via the computer at the very instant an object is being offered for sale and sold.
This is ABC News.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm in a tight spot. I don't have gifts for my coworkers or my kids' teachers, but I found the right place. Michaels has hundreds of creative and educational gifts on sale now, plus a huge assortment of scrapbooking, jewelry making gifts, candles, and frames of all sizes and styles. Wow, I need a bigger cart.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michaels store near you.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I'd have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Do colleges and universities have the right to ban military recruiters from campus because of the Pentagon's policy against gays? That's what the Supreme Court will hear arguments about today.
This case pits about 30 university law schools against military recruiters.
We simply have to be on an even par with any other employer. Anything less jeopardizes our ability to accomplish that.
Bill Carr speaks for the Pentagon on this. Attorney Joshua Rosenkrantz argues for the universities, which say barring recruiters because of the Pentagon's don't ask, don't tell policy against gays is a matter of freedom of speech.
It's not an anti-military policy. It's an anti-discrimination policy.
Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
FEMA is stepping up security for workers assigned to clean up New Orleans' badly damaged Ninth Ward. Crew members were approached by a man who accused them of causing the damage and destruction and deaths during Hurricane Katrina. I'm Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the case against a suspect in the October murder of a child in North St. Louis will go forward. A grand jury indicted 25-year-old Nemus Lawrence yesterday on charges of first-degree murder, assault, and armed criminal action. Lawrence, along with two juveniles, was allegedly involved in the October 12th shooting that killed 8-year-old Craig Collins, Jr. Craig's 25-year-old cousin was wounded in that shooting. The St. Louis County Council is meeting with department heads to discuss the 2006 budget. Councilman Kurt Odenwald says the good news is that this year's budget talks will go a little easier than the last few years. Odenwald says money can be put back into some departments thanks to an additional $17 million in the General Revenue Fund. Once the hearings are complete, any changes will be presented to County Executive Charlie Dooley. A final vote will take place before the end of the year. An assistant research professor at the University of Missouri-St. Louis looks at why people have road rage and what can be done about it. Tara Golovsky examines these issues in her new book, Road Rage: Assessment and Treatment of the Angry Aggressive Driver. Golovsky explains why road rage is such a major problem.
It's been significantly linked to both motor vehicle accident injuries and fatalities, and Justices Martinez and Schneider fairly recently presented to Congress that it's occurring at the same rate as drunk driving with the same kinds of problems that persist from it. So it's obviously a safety issue.
Golovsky says she was surprised by the amount of people who committed road rage in the study, but she adds that treatment helped reduce aggressive driving behaviors by 65%. Golovsky says about 70% of aggressive drivers were deemed significantly improved after treatment. Finally this hour, interim head coach Joe Vitt cited poor tackling as a major reason the Rams lost to the Washington Redskins on Sunday. Vitt was clearly frustrated at Monday's press conference at Rams Park, one day after the Rams were embarrassed by the Redskins 24-9. Vitt said, quote, "There is only one way to play this game and only one way to practice. If they don't want to do that, then we'll put the next guy in," unquote. The Rams fell to 5-7 with the loss and traveled to Minnesota this weekend to take on the Vikings, who have won 5 in a row. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. Eastbound 270 at Chain of Rocks Bridge, a vehicle spun out. The right lane is blocked. Traffic jams at Lilac. Westbound 44 at Vandeventer, a serious accident involving two tractor trailers and another motor vehicle between them. Only the left lane is getting by, and traffic jams at Jefferson Grand Ramp to westbound 44 is also closed at this hour. Westbound 270 between Illinois 157 and Chain Rocks Bridge, stop and go traffic due to a couple earlier incidents. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around there. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Merrimack River Bridge. Heavy volume going on. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall. Look for stop-and-go traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79. Look for stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound 270 between Washington and Elizabeth all the way into 170. Look for slow volume there. Eastbound 40 slows approaching Spady all the way to Lindbergh and in from Brentwood to Hanley. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect stop-and-go bumper-to-bumper traffic. Westbound 64 before the 5570 split. Look for slow volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good still. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. Mason Ramp onto eastbound 40 is closed due to equipment problems from overnight maintenance work. You can use the westbound to Timberlake Manor and then double back to get around Kings Highway at McCree. There's an injury accident. The Grand Ramp at westbound 44 is closed due to the accident, and Broadway to westbound 40 is also closed for maintenance work this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could get that elusive Microsoft Xbox 360 for only $150. American Express card members can today only at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly cloudy today, blustery. Highs in the mid-20s maybe today. Partly cloudy with a low around 10 for this evening. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-20s again. Wednesday evening, cloudy, a 30% chance of snow with a low around 15. And then on Thursday, snow likely, moderate accumulations are possible. The highs should be in the mid-20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 20 degrees under cloudy conditions. Lambert Field is reporting some clouds and 21, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 14. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news traffic, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. One of the things that I am proud of and very excited about with the wake up call is the fact that so many seniors rely upon the wake up call for information, and the fact that we are broadcast on the World Wide Web from Xenia to Zimbabwe. I've gotten calls, I've gotten emails, I've gotten questions because of what's going on in our country right now with cuts in Medicare, cuts from the city level, cuts from the federal level. People are so frightened. A lot of our seniors are frightened about how do I get the medicine that I need? How do I get what I need to keep me safe? And what's fascinating about the time that we live in right now, and when what's compelling about the time that we live in right now, and what is unique about the time that we live in right now, those of us that have our parents, and our parents are getting older. There was a story right on the cover of the New York Times last week about a woman, 48 years old, giving up a six-figure job to come back home and to take care of her senior parents. One has Alzheimer's, one is grieving for the one that has Alzheimer's. We're in a unique place in the year 2005, almost 2006, that our obligations extend forward and backward in real profound ways, forward towards the future of our children and backwards towards the future of our parents. So not only do we need to inform our seniors out there about what they can do, we need to inform those of us that are going to be responsible for taking care of our aging mothers, our aging fathers, our aging aunts and uncles, cousins, nephews, everybody. And it's not easy out here. It is not easy out here to wade through the information and to get the right information out there. I saw a cute cartoon. I'm gonna put it up on my website. There was a little old man in a wheelchair in a nursing home, and all of these ladies were sitting around, hitting on him, talking to him. And there were two orderlies that were standing behind him and saying, "What's the deal with Bob? Why are the chicks digging on him like that?" And the other orderly says to the one that asked the question, he said, "Well, he's the one that figured out the new Medicaid benefits. We need to figure this out. We need to find ways to help those that need this crucial help. And we're going to have a conversation about that. We're going to have a conversation with Christian Clymer, the senior director for Partnership for Prescription Assistance, and Christian is joining us from Columbus, Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
It's good to have you here. There are a lot of questions out there, aren't there?
Well, there are, and I hope that we've got a lot of answers for everybody today.
I hope so, too. Talk to us about the Partnership for Prescription Assistance, PPA.
Well, Liz, we all know somebody who's having trouble getting access to the medicines that they so vitally need. And the Partnership for Prescription Assistance brings together a lot of programs that have existed for a long time to help people get access to those medicines, both for seniors and for people of all ages. And what we've done is set up a live toll-free call center and a website where people can answer just a couple of quick questions and find those programs that can really help them with either some savings on their medicines, or in some cases they could even get their medicine for free.
Give us an example of the type of call that you get in.
Well, I'll tell you. I've got a friend who was one of the first people to use this program. She is getting a little bit older. She's got diabetes and heart disease. She's spending about $350 a month on her medicine when she could. Now, she called our toll-free call center. She spoke to one of our operators, answered their 10 questions that they had. And these are questions that I could ask you on the street and you'd know the answers to. And she was able to get connected with programs that have reduced her medicine cost from $350 a month down to $7 a month.
Get out of here.
And that's not even the biggest example that we've had. We've had some people that have gone from $1,400 a month down to zero. So there's a lot of help out there for people, and that's why I'm talking to you today to make sure that people know that that exists.
And I know that people that are listening right now are just surprised that there are programs out there like that. What kind of programs do you connect people to that can reduce their cost of their medicines like this?
Well, we have over 475 different programs within our clearinghouse. And so some of these programs are programs offered by pharmaceutical manufacturers that have been around for 50 years. And those are the ones where people, you know, that qualify can get their medicine for free. Now, there are other discount programs. We have information about government programs. We have information about the new Medicare prescription benefit.
I imagine those call lines are quite busy.
They are. Surprisingly, about 70% of the people that come and use our service are under age 65. So we're helping people, you know, from 18 months to 18 years to 108 years old right now.
And when people call this number, do they have to have some kind of paperwork with them? Do they have to, what do they need to bring with them when they sit down and talk to you all?
When they sit down and talk to us, really all they're going to need is information about the medicines that they're currently taking. We're also going to ask questions about what kind of current health care coverage they might have or might not have. And we'll ask questions about, you know, those personal questions that my mama told me never to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, someone's income and their age and what state they live in. But it's a really quick 10-minute call. And the good news is that 2 out of 3 people that call us find some sort of help.
And so does it vary based upon the state that you live in?
It does, because we do include some state government programs.
Mm-hmm. So someone living in Missouri, are there some good programs out there for people in Missouri for assistance?
There are. There are about 475 programs available to people in Missouri.
And what is the number that people could call to be a part of this?
People can call our toll-free call center at 888-477-2669. And it's important to remember, it's a quick 10-minute call. It's free. There's no obligation. We're not there to sell you anything. We're there to answer your questions and try to help you get your medicine.
And if someone doesn't speak English, do you help people with that?
I'm glad you asked. We have our operators can speak to people in up to 150 different languages.
Who's paying for this?
The pharmaceutical manufacturers in this country are paying for it. They have sponsored a lot of these programs for a very long time to make sure that people can get access to the medicine that they need.
And how long has this program been out there?
We launched our national program in April of 2005, just of this year. And the great news so far is that we've helped over 1 million people in the United States get access to their medicines that they probably didn't even know that there was a program before they called us.
Now, one of the things that you said that you ask people in your questionnaire of folks is the question of how much income do you have?
Right.
Do you make? If I make $50,000 a year, should I not call?
Well, see, I would hate to pin it down to a specific number because with over 475 programs, they all work differently.
So you shouldn't worry about your income.
Let us worry about income. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to worry about it. That's why we've got the call center. That's why we've got the website so that you don't have to worry about how all of these different programs work. We're going to do that for you.
So the good news is that there may be a program out there for someone, a senior that makes $50,000 a year to get some assistance with their medicine.
Absolutely.
What kind of response are you getting from the different states? Are there certain states that are more into this than others, or is it across the country?
It is across the country. We've launched specific local chapters in all 50 states now. And we've had over 40,000 people helped in Missouri already.
What does a local chapter do that's different than, or what does a local chapter do?
Well, we're working with healthcare partners in every state,
mm-hmm.
so that there are a lot of places, whether it's your nurse or your doctor or your pharmacist, but there are a lot of places that people go and ask these questions about their healthcare. What we're doing is partnering with these organizations all over the country. We've got 1,200 partners nationwide. And we work specifically in Missouri with different partners on the ground so that we can make sure that when people are asking their professionals in their lives, that they've been asking questions about healthcare for years and years, so that they know about the partnership and can get people connected with a program to try to get them some help.
Because I imagine that the most challenging part about this is getting the word out.
Absolutely. You know, that's why I'm talking to you. I travel the country to scream from the mountaintops about this program. Make sure everybody that needs it knows that it's there for them.
Because ideally, every doctor should know about this program.
Yes, and we've been mailing them, and so they know. They know about what we're trying to do, and we're going to keep on, you know, letting people know and connecting people with these programs.
So
right there in Missouri, we're partnered with the Academy of Family Physicians. We're partnered with the Missouri Pharmacy Association, Missouri Association for Social Welfare. We're out there with these groups every day trying to reach out to people.
And I imagine that one of the most effective ways to get this word out would be kind of grassroots efforts.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to something like this, people are going to be much more likely to listen to a neighbor or to you as someone that they trust to get this information from. So we're trying to work with everybody on every level to make sure that those folks who people go to for advice can give advice about the partnership for prescription assistance.
And I was talking before you came on the air. Christian, do you think that there's ever been a point in our history where it has been more challenging for people to have access to their medicines?
Well, I think that medicines have become such an incredibly important part of people's lives. You know, there are so many medicines that help us so much more now than they did even when, mm-hmm. you know, even when I was just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So with them being so much more important to our continued good health, getting access to them is that much more important. And there are people that do struggle to try to get the medicine that they need. But they don't need to, and that is the bottom line. These programs are there to help make sure that no one has to try to struggle.
And if there is a person from a hospital that's listening to the show this morning, or a doctor, is there a different number that they could call to get information so that they could have maybe flyers or brochures to give to their patients?
If they call our number at 888-477-2669, they can call and speak to someone and request those brochures right there.
Very good. And is there, for people that are internet inclined, is there a way to get to you on the web?
There is. We're available at www.pparx.org.
Could I do that on the web on behalf of an aunt or an uncle or a my mother or father?
I wish you would. Okay. We have a lot of people that do that every day. The web is really there. It's being primarily used by people like yourselves, by caretakers or by people in physicians' offices or by social workers. The web offers a lot of great tools for people to fill out forms easily and make sure that people can get into these programs as simply as possible.
And if somebody wanted to do something as generous as even have a connection to you on their website, is that something that they could do as well?
In a heartbeat. Anyone that would like to link over to our website at www.pparx.org is welcome to.
Very good. And, Christian, could you give that number out one more time, please?
Sure. Our toll-free call center is 888-477-2669. And it's just important to remember that the call is free. It's easy. They're not trying to sell you anything. And hopefully we can get you some help.
Very good. And are you going to be rolling through Missouri anytime soon?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be back before too long. And we also will be bringing our Help Is Here Express, which is a big orange bus that we like to roll right through in and into communities and help sign people up right there.
Very good. Well, when you come through, give us a call.
We'll do it, Liz.
Thank you so much. Happy
Thank
holidays
you.
To you.
You too.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. My number here is 454-0400, 454-0400. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, day AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 270, Chain of Rocks Bridge, an accident has been cleared and traffic is finally eased by. Westbound 44 at Van Deventer, a serious accident involving two tractor trailers and another vehicle in between them. Only the left lane is open and traffic jams approaching 55 Grand Rampant. 244 is also closed. Westbound 270 at 157 and Chain Rocks Bridge looks for stop-and-go traffic due to a couple of earlier accidents. Eastbound 40 at Spady, there's a report of an accident on the right shoulder, and it backs up through Vallis, then slow again from Brentwood all the way to Hanley. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Marshall Road, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 at Bryan and 79, look for stop-and-go. Westbound 270 between West Florissant and 170, look for slow volume there as well. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 203 onto the PSB. Stop-and-go traffic this hour. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue all the way to 5570. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split into Laclede's Landing. Very heavy volume this hour. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB is slow. Mason Ramp to eastbound 40 is closed due to equipment problems from the overnight maintenance work. Use westbound 40 to Timberlake Manor and double back. The Grand Ramp to westbound 44 is also closed for the accident. 79 at Hackman Road, look for an accident there, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments on one DVD. The official Busch Stadium tribute DVD, produced by the Cardinals, is on sale for a limited time at Red Box locations at McDonald's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly cloudy, blustery today, high only in the mid-20s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-20s. Wednesday evening, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. Otherwise, the low will be around 15. And for Thursday, snow likely, moderate snow accumulations are possible, high in the mid-20s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly clear skies, we have 18 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 21. But the wind chill makes it feel like it's 8. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the wake-up call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni, Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Check out the Keepsake Art and Craft Shows at the St. Charles Convention Center at 812 South Main Street from December 9th through the 11th. Hours are Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Saturday from 9:30 to 5:30, and Sunday from 11 to 5. This year's mission is to assist the U.S. Marine Corps with the Toys for Tots collection. Admission is $3 for adults. Children under 12 get in free. You can also receive a discount by bringing in a Keepsake postcard, flyer, or newspaper ad. To find out more, call 636-949-6513. Something for you from WGNU.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the internet at WGNU.net.
If you're buying toys for Christmas, there are three things about toy safety you need to remember: toxic chemicals, choking hazards, and hearing damage. Allison Cassidy, director of U.S. PERG's Toy Safety Research Group, joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 8 with the results of her group's yearly assessment of the most dangerous toys on the market. You'll be a smarter toy shopper if you listen to the wake-up call Tuesday morning at 8.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
There's so much suffering out there for the rich, and President Bush has tried to ease their pain by giving nearly all the tax cuts that phase in this year to the wealthiest 1%. The other 99% of Americans, hey, let them eat cake. The elder Bush started phasing out personal exemptions and most itemized deductions for the rich when he was in office. But W saw how badly this hurt the haves and fixed it by repealing that move with his tax reform plan of 4 years ago. Now, it's only going to cost the government a measly $10 billion by 2010. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice joins us Wednesday morning at 8 to break it all down for you further and explain how you can do your part to keep the rich from hurting anymore.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones we love, sharing so much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling, watching the ones we love having so much fun. I was sitting by the fireside, taking a walk through the snow, listening to a children's choir, singing songs of our Jesus, the blessed way that he came to offer us. Why can't it?
Ooh, I love me some Ray Charles. All through the year. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Let me ask you this. I'm looking at this article in the New York Times today. And this is an article that is, from my perspective, buried in the business section. And oddly situated in the business section. And maybe I just did it because I don't know everything. I don't know. But the article is entitled, White House Tries to Trim Military Cost. In the business section? This article is in the business section. For the first time since 9/11 terrorist attacks, the Pentagon is feeling the pressure from the White House to rein in rapidly rising spending. And with its budget reaching record levels, the Pentagon is now looking to cut billions of dollars in labor and equipment costs. So they're working with military contractors, trying to cut fat out of a $32 billion, they're trying to make $32 billion worth of cuts. And they're trying to prepare for a slowdown in the double-digit growth of Pentagon spending. Huh. I've got a suggestion. Just cut out Halliburton, and you're practically at zero. Who's putting the pressure on them to make these cuts? Who's putting the pressure? George W. Bush? Huh? The article says this suggests that Bush is growing aware that the nation, that we can't afford this. New weapon systems. We can't afford to fight in Iraq and Iraq and Afghanistan. And we can't afford to pay for Hurricane Katrina. And we can't afford to finance new Medicare prescription benefits. And we can't afford to reduce the federal deficit. So let's go where all of the dang money is going, out down into the white hole dug by the Pentagon. You just dump the money there, and it disappears. And you need to understand the impact of this, the significance of this, the meaning of this. This would be the first cut in the Pentagon budget since 2001. Isn't that something? The first cut. They're bleeding us dry. They're bleeding us they're bleeding us dry. They're bleeding us dry. And I, for one, am resentful of the fact that it's political pressure, it's the poll pressure, and it's the upcoming election pressure that's causing this administration to even pay attention to this. It's not common sense. It's not care and concern that people that's suffering from Katrina have great needs. This is all about politics, which means that if the decision is based upon politics, what does this mean? It means we cannot rely upon good decision making. We can only rely upon decisions that are based upon who is going to be elected or reelected. And you should be scared about that. You should be concerned about that. The Pentagon is spending $444 billion to cover the cost of Iraq and Afghanistan. And it has grown 41% since 2001. Please, God, tell me where we've spent. Tell me how we had to spend $444 billion over four years. Explain to me where the money went. Where did the money go? And if you can cut $32 billion out of it, I know the money didn't go where it was supposed to go. And I know the money wasn't needed. $444 billion, and soldiers don't have armored tanks. Soldiers don't have flap jackets, bulletproof vests, bullets. We don't have 50 caliber bullets. They're going back into the stash for 50 caliber bullets for tanks, going back to World War II supplies. So I know we didn't spend any of that billion of dollars on that because we already had it. Where do we spend the money? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We're taking a break. We're taking a break, but I'll be back. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me.
AM 920.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Port-au-Prince. Unrest continues to plague the island nation of Haiti. Word has come out that last Thursday, gunmen hijacked a school bus and kidnapped 14 children and the bus driver as they were on their way to school. All were released unharmed several hours later. Police officials are denying reports that a ransom was paid for their release. In another incident last Friday, an American missionary was shot and wounded as he was kidnapped while driving in a slum area outside Port-au-Prince. Authorities say a $300,000 ransom demand was made and that some of the money was apparently paid. The missionary was subsequently released. Police believe his kidnapping was the work of one of a number of heavily armed gangs that have been terrorizing Port-au-Prince for the last 6 months. And Dateline New York. A report has resurfaced that was filed by MSNBC on the morning of September 11, 2001. The reporter, Rick Sanchez, talks over the burning rubble of the World Trade Center video and says that he had just spoken to police officials who told him they had reason to suspect one of the explosions, besides the ones caused by the planes, may have come from a van that was parked inside the World Trade Center building that had a bomb in it.
Sanchez says police had located a second suspicious device about a block and a half from the site of the Trade Center and were concerned that it could cause another explosion. This report would seem to confirm what William Rodriguez, head janitor at the Trade Center, told the wake-up call a few months back when he said a huge explosion took place in a sub-basement just before the plane hit the tower. The Sanchez report indicated that police thought explosives might have been planted around the entire Trade Center site to ensure complete destruction. This is your wake-up call Global News Update. If you're buying toys for Christmas, there are three things about toy safety you need to remember. Toxic chemicals, choking hazards, and hearing damage. Allison Cassidy, director of U.S. PERG's Toy Safety Research Group, joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 8 with the results of her group's yearly assessment of the most dangerous toys on the market. You'll be a smarter toy shopper if you listen to the wake-up call Tuesday morning at 8.
You don't tamper with a classic, but you can refine it. And that's what we've done this year with the 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party. We've trimmed the time to 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th. We've made it an easy drive to Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves, free parking on site and across the street. We've made it cozier with seating limited to a maximum of 500 guests. We've made it family-friendly with buffet-style foods included in the ticket price of $10 per person. We've kept the sweet and sassy dancers and the Jerry Stratz professional dancers and added a DJ playing great music from Complete Music Company, plus fabulous door prizes and a drawing for a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are $5 each. The only thing missing will be you. Don't be left out. Order tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, the newest edition of a St. Louis classic.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food, but now that I had the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update, winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
There's so much suffering out there for the rich. And President Bush has tried to ease their pain by giving nearly all the tax cuts that phase in this year to the wealthiest 1%. The other 99% of Americans, hey, let them eat cake. The elder Bush started phasing out personal exemptions and most itemized deductions for the rich when he was in office. But W saw how badly this hurt the haves and fixed it by repealing that move with his tax reform plan of 4 years ago. Now, it's only going to cost the government a measly $10 billion by 2010. Bob McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice joins us Wednesday morning at 8 to break it all down for you further and explain how you can do your part to keep the rich from hurting anymore.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Hi. On Friday, December the 9th, the Monsanto Family YMCA presents its 5th annual Children's Bazaar. All children are welcome. Daycare centers, mothers, fathers, bring your children. They can purchase gifts from 10 cents on up, and the gifts will be wrapped. Cards will be given to them, and also Santa will be there to greet them. On Saturday, the bazaar will be for adults from 9 to 4. Come and buy your Christmas gifts and ornaments. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to present this. The Monsanto YMCA, 5555 Page Avenue. Thank you so much.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. For anybody that's hopping on a plane today, good news. You can take your scissors with you. You can take your, and I just want to be clear. Because, I guess maybe we all just didn't get the memo. Are we concerned about terrorists or are we not? But starting December 22nd, scissors with blades up to 4 inches are okay. And carry-on bags, screwdrivers, wrenches, pliers up to 7 inches. But frequent flyers are now going to be subjected to the random pat-down. We're talking about a pat-down from toe to neck. And guess who's going to be making the decisions? The screeners themselves will be able to decide at the checkpoint who gets the pat-down treatment. So help me with this. What has changed since 9/11 to allow for, to say that it's okay to carry? If it wasn't okay on September 12th to carry on those items, why is it okay on December the 6th, 2005? You know why it's okay? It's because of money. Because it was costing too much money to check for those items and go through those items. TSA apparently can't afford the manpower to do that. So then why did we have them to begin with? See how they ratchet you up and then ratchet you back down? Just know that you need to be nice to the screeners, apparently. But not overly nice. Be solicitous, but not overly solicitous. Are you safer now? Do you think that you're safer now? As one woman put it, she stopped flying. Because remember all of the lawsuits that came down as a response to the way that women were pat down. They were sexually groped. They were humiliated. And when the TSA stopped doing that, the complaints fell off. Now the pat downs are back for frequent flyers. One woman said that she hasn't traveled by air since she had to endure a breast exam to get on her plane. I understand. None of this is about your safety. Know that. None of it's about your safety. 454-0400 is my phone number. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Allison Cassidy. She's the director of U.S. PRIG, Toy Safety Research. How safe are the toys that you're getting ready? You're fixing to, you're trying to put under the tree for your babies. We're going to be talking about that. And I think you're going to be surprised about some of the things that you need to be concerned about. You don't want to miss the next hour with Allison Cassidy talking about toy safety research. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. Under the
tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.
WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. At least 119 people in a suburb of Tehran are dead after a C-130 military transport plane crashed into an apartment building. All 94 aboard the plane perished, along with at least 25 victims on the ground. The BBC's Francis Harrison has more from Tehran.
We understand from the head of the emergency medical center that all hospitals in Tehran are now on a state of emergency, a state of alert, expecting casualties from this crash.
Witnesses say one of the wings was in flames as the plane came down. Two suicide bombers attacked the Baghdad Police Academy today, blowing themselves up in a classroom, killing at least 27 police officers and students and wounding dozens more. The bombers were first reported to be women, but it's now reported both were men. Two women, identified only as witnesses A and B, gave emotional testimony from behind a curtain today at Saddam Hussein's trial. They described their alleged beatings and other abuse at the hands of Saddam's interrogators. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky was in the courtroom in Baghdad and says the judge asked pointed questions of one of the women.
The woman's testimony was emotional and painful, but it did not make specifically clear when the torture and death she described happened or who was responsible for it. She was asked, "Who did this?" And she answered, "I don't know. I kept my eyes closed." The judge said, "Your complaint is against Saddam Hussein. Do you have anything direct between you and Saddam?" The woman answered, "The president should be responsible for everything that happens in this country."
A pre-winter storm is making the morning commute a mess from Virginia through New England. Weather Channel meteorologist Brandon Noriega tells us.
Some of those heaviest accumulations extending from southern Jersey up across Long Island and into the Cape Cod area.
And the producer of the current hit horror movie Saw 2 has died. Greg Hoffman, who was already working on Saw 3, reportedly died of natural causes. He was 42. This is ABC News.
A dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Hey, I should know. I'm a dog. Woof. And what I gotta do is chase squirrels. Especially the one digging holes in my yard. Someday soon I'll get free and chase that lawn wrecker right out of town.
You don't think your dog will run away? Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeaginpets.com.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
One of the biggest communications companies in the country says it will stop contributing to management pension plans next year.
Verizon is freezing management pension plans just a day after the president warned big business to live up to pension promises.
Too many companies are not putting away the cash they need to fund the retirement promises they're making to their employees.
Verizon says its management workers can retain pension benefits they've already earned, but after next June will no longer earn additional credits. Verizon says it will increase matching dollars for the 401k savings plan. The company says all this should save $3 billion over the next 10 years. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The L.A. Times plans to close its San Fernando Valley plant, and that will eliminate 110 jobs. The editor sent an email to staffers blaming the rising cost of printing the paper, coupled with declining revenue. I'm Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police have released a sketch of a suspect in a rape in the Central West End. The teenage suspect allegedly attacked a woman on November 13th at her apartment in the 4000 block of Westminster. The suspect is described as a black male with a medium complexion between 15 and 18 years old and between 5'3 and 5'7 with a slim build. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Louis Police at 314-444-5385. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is in Mexico meeting with officials to discuss the trade relationship between the Show Me State and Mexico. Spence Jackson, a spokesperson for the governor, says the governor has wanted to make this trip for a long time because of the importance of the relationship. Mexico is Missouri's second biggest export buyer behind Canada. In 2004, export sales from Missouri to Mexico topped $946 million. Tomorrow marks the 64th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. The city of St. Peter's will mark the solemn event with a remembrance ceremony. Bill Rupp, the chairman of the Veterans Commission in St. Peter's, says it's important to remember the Japanese attack that claimed the lives of more than 2,400 military personnel and civilians.
It's very, very important for all of the people to remember that we did not start the war, the Japanese started the war, but once we were committed, the American forces over a period of the next 4 years were, after the initial onslaught, we were down, but we came back with a tremendous upsurge.
More than 19 ships sank or were damaged in the attack, including the Arizona. There were about 50 crew members from Missouri that were aboard the Arizona. Tomorrow morning ceremony is scheduled for 10 o'clock at St. Peter's City Hall. Finally this hour, the Blues host the New York Islanders tonight in the first meeting with an Eastern Conference team and the only meeting with the Isles this season. The note is coming off a 4-1 win over Columbus on Thursday, which improved their record to 5-15-3, while New York boasts a 13-12-1 mark. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Off the ice, the club has recalled forward Jay McClement from the AHL Peoria Rivermen. Peter Tianik, who leads the Blues with 18 points, was placed on injured reserve yesterday with a sore groin. This WGNU News report is brought to you by American Express. Wish you could get a Range Rover for $5,000? American Express card members can. Get incredible prices on this season's most sought-after items at MyLifeMyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 44 at Band of Enter is closed due to an accident, and traffic is being diverted on the Jefferson traffic jams at 55 this hour. Westbound 270 between 255 and Chain of Rocks Bridge, stop and go traffic due to a couple of earlier accidents. Eastbound 40 at McKnight and Brentwood, there's an accident that's been cleared, but traffic backs up most of the way through Dallas. Southbound 270 at Ladue, look for that accident to have been cleared this hour. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for a very heavy volume going on. Northbound 55 between 4500 South Broadway and 44, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for stop-and-go traffic as well. Northbound 270 from Sappington to 44, it is bumper-to-bumper. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from West Florissant all the way into Graham Hanley, look for slow volume there. Westbound 40 between St. Louis Science Center all the way into Hanley Road, it is a slow go this morning. Eastbound 44 between Hampton and Vandeventer, the vehicles are slowing down, and take a look at the accident. Westbound 5570 split between Illinois 111 all the way onto the PSB. It is stop and go westbound 64 from 25th to the 5570 split. It is slow westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split to Laclede's Landing. Look for very heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect some slow traffic going on there as well. Grand ramp to westbound 44 is closed due to the accident, and Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is closed due to maintenance work. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments in one DVD, the official Busch Stadium tribute DVD, produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations in McDonald's. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly cloudy today, blustery with a high only in the mid-20s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-20s once again. Wednesday evening, cloudy, a 30% chance of snow with a low around 15. And then on Thursday, snow likely. Moderate accumulations are expected, but the high will be in the mid-20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 18 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 18 as well under clear skies, but the wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 8 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that we are broadcast, or we are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. From Xenia to Zimbabwe, 24 hours a day, we are there. My name is Liz Brown, and we have much business to tend to. One of the things that probably should be listed in the list of things for Santa Baby are toys that are safe for our children. It's 'tis the season. Parents are going to be out there, aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, buying toys for our babies. So it's time, you know, and unfortunately this is the only, this is one of the times where people really focus on this, but I really think that this is something that we should be focusing on 24/7. We should always be looking at this. To facilitate the conversation, about what parents should be looking at, what we all should be looking at when we are purchasing things for children. I have joining me the director of U.S. PIRGS Toy Safety Research, Allison Cassidy. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Very good. I'm looking at the 20th annual survey of toy safety, and it's entitled Trouble in Toyland. What should we be concerned about, Allison?
Well, after 20 years of advocacy on behalf of America's littlest consumers, we still found trouble in Toyland this holiday season. We found four basic categories of hazardous toys: toys that pose choking hazards, toys that pose strangulation hazards, toys that are too loud, and toys with toxic chemicals.
I'd like to start with the loud toys, because I don't think that that's something that occurs to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, children's hearing is so important. Even mild hearing loss can affect a child's ability to understand language and learn to speak. So it's something parents should definitely be concerned about.
So tell us about some of these loud toys.
Well, we found several toys that measured above 90 decibels on store shelves. Now, experts agree that above 85 decibels can cause hearing loss if you're exposed to it over a long enough period of time. We found a guitar that is sold at Walmart, a toy guitar, that measured 117 decibels at close range.
Jeez.
Now, that's loud enough to cause hearing loss in 20 seconds.
Jesus. But here's the problem, Allison. How do I, as a parent, know by looking at a toy whether or not it's too loud or not? Because, I mean, you know, there are some toys that grandparents buy.
Right.
So because they know that they don't want that noisy toy in their house. What do you look for?
Well, if you're shopping at a store, and most loud toys you can play with at the store, the manufacturer makes the packaging that way, and if it seems too loud for you, then it's probably too loud for your child. So there's just a little bit of common sense there. But if you get it home, or if your the grandparent buys a loud toy and it seems too loud, you can either take the batteries out, or you can put some clear tape over the speakers, which muffles the sound.
Oh, huh. And is there something that we can read on the package that will tell us how loud this is?
No, unfortunately, the Consumer Product Safety Commission does not have any mandatory standards for the loudness of toys, only voluntary standards. So manufacturers aren't required to put anything on their packaging that says how loud the toys are.
Well, do other countries do that?
I'm not sure. I know Canada is considering some standards, but other than that, I'm not aware of any other countries with standards for loudness of toys.
Okay, very good. So let's move on to toxic chemicals in toys, because we do have some regulations there. Let's talk to us about some of the toxic chemicals that are found in toys.
One chemical we are concerned about is called phthalates. Phthalates are used in plastic toys to make hard plastic soft and bendable. So you can often find them in teethers and bath toys. The European Union has banned 6 of these phthalates, and as a result, a lot of manufacturers have started labeling their products as being phthalate-free. Now, we tested 8 products that are labeled as being phthalate-free and found that 6 of them actually contain phthalates, which is obviously very troubling for parents.
So what is a phthalate?
A phthalate is a chemical that is used to make hard, brittle PVC plastic bendable, and these chemicals have been linked to a range of health problems, including reproductive defects, early onset puberty, lowered sperm count, and even cancer.
So basically it's to plasticize.
Exactly.
The toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess as a parent, you need to know about this, because toys end up in kids' mouths.
Exactly, especially toddlers. Toddlers put everything in their mouths. So we recommend right now that parents who have toddlers who like to mouth on plastic toys to try not to allow them to mouth on these plastic toys. And we're also asking the Federal Trade Commission to look into these manufacturers that are labeling their products as phthalate-free, because if they aren't phthalate-free, then that's deceptive marketing.
Now, how is this an option for a parent? Should they go on the Internet and try to buy toys from European manufacturers? Is that an option?
It might be an option, but it might be expensive in mm-hmm. terms of shipping.
Right. But, I mean, that could be an option for some people.
It could be an option, yes.
So in terms of preventative things, the best advice is to just be very careful about letting the kids put it in their mouths?
Exactly. I mean, obviously the best thing is for the Consumer Product Safety Commission to require manufacturers to not use this chemical so the parents don't have to worry about it. But barring that, for the in the short term, just pay attention to what your child puts in her mouth, and don't let her mouth on a toy if it's made of soft plastic material, and try to purchase cloth or wooden toys if possible.
Are there any particular toys out there that have made it to your list definite do not buys with regard to the toxic chemicals? Or do you just make a recommendation to just avoid the whole plastic piece?
Well, we are recommending that parents, again, try to avoid soft plastic toys that children put in their mouths for children under the age of 3.
Okay.
But other than that, we also found nail polish marketed for very young children that contain xylene and toluene, which are two very toxic chemicals. So we recommend parents read the labels of nail polish before they purchase it for their children and avoid those chemicals.
Or perhaps avoid nail polish in its entirety.
That would be easier, yes.
That would be a lot easier. Okay, so let's talk about strangulation hazards.
Okay. We, this year, focused on a toy called the Water Yo-Yo Ball,
mm-hmm.
which is a toy we've had on our list for a couple of years now. Now, this is a toy that has a water-filled ball at the end of a long, stretchy cord. And children can whip it around like a lasso and, bounce it back and forth like you would a regular yo-yo. The problem is that the stretchy cord and the weight of the ball at the end combine to give the toy some powerful momentum. And the Consumer Product Safety Commission has received reports of this toy wrapping around children's necks tightly, so that much that the parents have to chew it off, or bouncing back and causing severe eye damage. This toy has been banned in Canada, the United Kingdom, and France, and Illinois actually just banned it as well.
And it's not banned in the United States?
No, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has not gone so far as to call for a ban. They recommend that parents cut the cord off if they have one at home. But several major retailers, such as Toys R Us, have stopped selling the toy voluntarily.
Does Walmart still sell it?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
It's difficult to find at major retailers, but you can still get it on the Internet and at smaller toy stores and party stores.
So that's a particular brand that you're telling parents to be careful of.
It's called the Water Yo-Yo Ball, and mm-hmm. it's in a variety of names like that. It doesn't actually have any particular manufacturer. It's generally just made in China without any brand name.
Choking hazards.
Yes, choking hazards. As I said, and as you said, children under the age of 3 in particular put everything in their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So U.S. law has a particular focus on preventing choking deaths by toys. But we found several toys on store shelves that still contain small parts that are intended for children under the age of 3, as well as toys that are not adequately labeled.
But there are laws that say that they're supposed to be adequately labeled, right?
Mm-hmm. Any toy intended for a child under the age of 6 that has small parts, meaning that they fit into a testing cylinder that is kind of the size of a child's throat, any toy that has small parts like that or can easily break into small parts has to have a choking hazard warning label on the packaging.
But everybody has it seems like that people have a different understanding of what the label should contain. Mattel, for example.
Right. Mattel has been including a rather vague label on some of its toys lately that says small parts may be generated.
What does that mean?
I know. I don't know. It's rather vague and confusing for parents because, obviously, if you put any toy under a car and run it over, or if you take a sledgehammer to it, it's going to break into small parts. But that's not what the law says. And if Mattel has a toy that can easily break into small parts, meaning if a toddler could break it apart, or if it has small parts already that can fit in a child's throat, then that toy needs to have the label that is required by law that says choking hazard may contain small parts, may pose a choking hazard for a child under 3.
Mm. And one of the things that really poses a problem is something that everybody knows about, balloons.
Right. Standard latex balloons are a particular problem simply because when they pop, they break into small pieces.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but when I was little, thinking back, I'm lucky, I used to, you know, chew the balloon parts like gum.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they get lodged in your throat
mm-hmm.
and don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the law requires that manufacturers include a label on balloons that says they're not for children under the age of 8 and can pose a choking hazard. But we found balloons that are clearly marketed for children under the age of 8, such as balloons that say baby's first birthday.
Wow.
That's inappropriate, we think. Just given the fact that balloons pose such a serious choking hazard, they've caused about half of all choking, toy-related choking deaths since 1990.
A balloon?
Mm-hmm.
And I would venture to say that a lot of parents don't think of balloons that way.
I know. That's the problem. Again, they pop so easily, and the pieces fly all over the room, and it's hard to find them. So we recommend parents use Mylar balloons, that silvery stuff, because when they pop, they don't shred like that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, in terms of other types of toy hazards, what other things should parents be looking at?
Well, basically, when parents go shopping at the store, they just need to be vigilant and think about how their child plays with a toy before purchasing it. If your child puts everything in her mouth, then, you know, steer clear of toys with small parts. If your child puts her ear up to everything, pay particular attention to the loudness of a toy. And just remember that the Consumer Product Safety Commission doesn't test all toys.
And there's another thing too. We've been talking about toddlers, little ones. There are some toys out there that you need to be concerned about for kids that are older than a toddler.
Children who are older often ride on scooters and ride, you know, other riding toys like big wheels and tricycles and such. And obviously, bumps and bruises are part of growing up. But all parents who purchase scooters, either motorized or non-motorized, or bikes for their children.
Those pocket bikes.
Mm-hmm. Anything. Parents should purchase helmets for their children. It's the best thing they can do to make sure that their child is not seriously injured when playing with these toys.
And one of the things that parents are doing now, or that we as a society are doing now, is, in fact, I was just reading an article in the New York Times today that sales, while sales are down all over the country for holiday shopping, sales on the Internet are up. A lot of parents are now, a lot of people are now buying their stuff on the Internet. Should we be concerned about buying toys on the Internet, and what should we look for?
Obviously, purchasing toys on the Internet provides convenience for parents. The one thing that parents should be aware of is that the current laws governing toy safety and labeling for choking hazards do not apply to toys sold on the Internet.
How could that be?
Basically, what that means is that if you go to a website and you're looking at a toy, the manufacturer or the retailer is not required to put the choke hazard warning clearly on the website so that you can see whether or not the toy poses a choking hazard.
Why don't they have to do that?
That's a very good question. The Congress has not yet extended the law, the Child Safety Protection Act, to apply to the Internet.
So you have to be more vigilant as a parent shopping for a toy on the Internet than you would going into Toys R Us.
Yes, you just have to pay a little bit closer attention. Some web retailers have voluntarily started putting the choke hazard warning labels, you know, next to the toys that they are selling so that parents have the information they need.
But most do not.
About half do not know.
Mm. So they need to look for choking. The information about choking is not going to be on the net. Anything else is not going to be on the net?
Other things such as, you know, the ingredients in children's nail. Right now, children's nail polish, it has on the packaging the ingredients. It's required by law to include the ingredients. Manufacturers selling that stuff on the Internet may not be required to put the same, you know, clearly list the ingredients next to the product either. So unless you have X-ray vision and can read the product packaging in the picture shown, you're going to have trouble.
Mm. And what should parents do in terms of if they find an unsafe toy or if they find a toy that wasn't marked, has a choking hazard possibility, what should parents do?
Parents should contact the Consumer Product Safety Commission immediately with any toy-related injury, or if they find an unsafe toy. They can do that by going to the website cpsc.gov or our website, toysafety.net.
And the report that you have is a rather intense report. There's one quick thing that I want to look at in terms that we didn't cover in terms of choking hazards are the cords and just generally the elastics in toys as something that as a heads up for parents.
Right. Anything, cords and elastics can wrap around a child's neck
mm-hmm.
and pose strangulation hazards as well, as I explained with the water yo-yo ball.
Okay. I want to thank you very much. Could you give us your website, please, Allison?
Sure. It is www.toysafety.net.
Very good. Allison Cassidy, Director of U.S. PERG's Toy Safety Research, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. I'll be back to take your calls, questions, and comments. Stay with me.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. The Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 44 at Van Deventer is closed due to an accident, and traffic is being diverted onto Jefferson. That traffic jams at 55. Westbound 270 between Illinois 157 and the Canal Bridge. Stop and go traffic due to a couple of earlier incidents. Westbound 40 at Lindbergh. All roadways are reopened after an earlier stall. Traffic backs up most of the way from Hampton. Northbound 55 between Potomac and 44 stop and go to a crash that has westbound 44 closed at Jefferson. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge and 270, you've got slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 40 at 141 and Mason, heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers Mall and Blanchette looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to 44, stop and go. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, expect heavy volume there. Westbound 270 at 367 all the way into New Florissant Road. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley, stop and go traffic. Westbound 5570 from the Illinois 111 all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge, stop and go. Westbound 64 from 25th to 5570, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge from 5570 to Laclede's Landing is slow. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, look for slow approaches there. Grand Ramp to 44 westbound is closed due to the accident. Mason Ramp at eastbound 40 is closed due to equipment from overnight. And they have problems with that equipment, and they can't get it off the ramp at this hour. Hampton at West Park, look for signal problems, expect delays, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments in one DVD, the official Busch Stadium Tribute DVD, produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations in McDonald's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly cloudy today, blustery with a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy this evening with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high in the mid-20s. Wednesday evening, cloudy, a 30% chance of snow. The low should be around 15. And Thursday, snow likely. Moderate accumulations are expected with a high in the mid-20s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny conditions We have 18 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 18 as well. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 5 degrees. That's a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stick around, more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
This is the Samaritan's Purse Hurricane Relief Update.
Samaritan's Purse relief units are on the Gulf Coast actively working to restore people's lives affected by Hurricane Katrina. Now, the Gulf Coast has experienced another powerful storm, Hurricane Rita, and we're expanding our efforts. Samaritan's Purse is committed to the victims of both hurricanes. The need for your help is urgent. Call or go online today.
Donate online at SamaritansPurse.org or call 1-800-567-8183. That's 1-800-567-8183.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Examine life from the police perspective. Put down the police scanner and pick up Gary Wiegert on WGNU.net.
Energy drives our nation's economy and is an important part of our daily lives. By taking steps to become more energy efficient, we can all save money and help reduce our nation's overall energy demand. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, encouraging you to use Energy Star products and appliances such as dishwashers, washing machines, and thermostats. They can reduce your energy bills by up to 30%. Replacing your existing light bulbs with Energy Star qualified fluorescent lights in the lamps and fixtures throughout your home will save up to 50% on lighting costs. By installing Energy Star storm windows and double pane windows, you can reduce energy loss in your home by 25 to 50%. You have the power to make a difference. By using Energy Star products, you can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
More information on Energy Star products and savings can be found at www.energysavers.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the Wake Up Call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Take a cruise through the old neighborhood. Just taking in the decorated. And it's all good. Change, it would always stay the same. Hey. Stop over my mom's grief.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown living my life as an
African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And, Tom DeLay. The judge upholds the money laundering charges against him. He's in a world of trouble. A Texas judge dismissed part of the criminal indictment against Tom DeLay, but upheld the other two that will put him on trial for money laundering. The Texas judge, Pat Priest, upheld the money laundering charges against DeLay. Quote, the court's decision to dismiss a portion of Ronnie Earle's manufactured case against and flawed case against DeLay underscores how baseless and politically motivated the charges are. Huh? That's what the attorney representing Tom DeLay said. Huh? They upheld two of them. And the defense, understand what the defense is saying. They're not saying that what he did wasn't a crime. They are saying that what he, on the charge that was dismissed, the defense was saying it wasn't a crime when he did it. It is a crime now. So you have to dismiss it. And if that's all you got out of this, I wouldn't be, celebrating popping the corks from the champagne bottle right about now. Because the serious stuff that they are accused of laundering $190,000 in corporate donations still stand. And as the New York Times said on the front page today, judge let stand two of the three charges faced by DeLay. And I don't know. I think that we're living in a surreal world. We're living in a surreal world. At the time that the judge was making a decision on money laundering and unethical behavior by the Speaker of the House, there was a political fundraiser going on in Houston on Monday. Dick Cheney appeared with DeLay at a fundraiser, and go figure, the fundraiser was closed to reporters. Several hundred protesters, however, outside jeered. And just as after the judge's decision, which came just as the 400 guests were arriving for the function at $500 per ticket, DeLay's office released a statement that sought to put a positive spin on the ruling and began attacking the prosecutor once again. This is surreal. 400 people at $500 a pop, closed to the press. They're busy about getting the money. Nothing seems to... It's surreal. Some would say that it's rather... What's the word I'm looking for? Unseemly to be holding a fundraiser while a trial... While a judge is making a ruling on whether or not you launder money for political gain. One would think that it would be unseemly. Not in their world. This is surreal. In their world, it is not unseemly to behave in such a manner. It's like they have a big old t-shirt that says, I ain't ashamed. I ain't ashamed of nothing that I do. Nothing that I do.
And then it's almost like yesterday was just a completely surreal day. Tom DeLay having a fundraiser while money laundering issues are being decided on him in court, and the court upholds the money laundering charges. At the same time, Condoleezza Rice is saying, U.S. interrogations are saving European lives. Huh? Did she not get copies of the pictures from Abu Ghraib? Did she not get a copy of those pictures of U.S. interrogations? Okay. In all fairness, perhaps what she meant was, we could be killing these people outright. So the fact that they live through our interrogations means that we're saving lives. I mean, that maybe that's what she means. This is a surreal world we're living in. Condoleezza Rice is saying U.S. interrogations are saving European lives as we put people on planes and ship them off to interrogation sites all over the world, as we attach electric probes to the genitals of hooded people standing on boxes, as we prevent lawyers from talking to people at Guantanamo Bay, as we force-feed detainees at Guantanamo Bay, as guards shove food tubes down people's throats into their stomach. Guards do that at Guantanamo Bay. As we do all of that, Condoleezza Rice says, U.S. interrogations are saving, or U.S. interrogations are saving European lives. How the heck could that be? And I just want to let you know the story that I talked about a little earlier this morning, that Hillary Clinton has an opponent in the Democratic primary for her attempt to be reelected as the United States Senator, Democratic Senator from the state of New York, John Tesani. He will be our guest on Thursday morning during the 7 o'clock hour. He's an activist, a union leader, an organizer, a commentator, a writer, and guess what? Unlike Hillary Clinton, he's anti-war and anti-Iraq war. And guess who's endorsing him? Cindy Sheehan. So that will be a first, probably in the city of St. Louis, that we will be talking to the candidate who is running against Hillary Clinton on Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss that show. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back to take some of your calls and comments.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Moscow. A deal has been announced between Iran and Russia to sell short-range surface-to-air missiles to Tehran. Reports say the deal could be worth as much as $1 billion in hardware over the next 2 years. The U.S. and Israel have expressed concern over the proposed sale, saying it could change the balance of power in the region. However, Russian officials say any deal that could be struck will be for defensive purposes only. One of the weapon systems included in this deal is called the Tor M1. That's able to identify nearly 50 targets and shoot at two targets at once up to an altitude of 20,000 feet. And Dateline Washington. Look for more changes in the White House staff after the first of the year. In an interview this weekend with the New York Times, Chief of Staff Andrew Card says a number of people have said they want to move on, but he would not be specific about who. Insiders say there's a move underway to get Treasury Secretary John Snow to leave because he's not too well liked due to the fact that he's not seen as being aggressive enough in talking about the economy.
Snow ran afoul of House Speaker Dennis Hastert when he refused on three occasions last year to offer federal loan guarantees to the bankrupt United Airlines. And that happens to be based in Chicago, which is Hastert's home state. Card would not respond to speculation that he might wind up in that job if he stepped down from chief of staff. It is known that Card has recently said he was getting near the burnout point because he was having to spend as much as 17 hours a day in his capacity. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Attention swimmers, get out of the water. Everybody, out of the water immediately.
Dude, that... it's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom who's been swimming a lot with her kids must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the wake-up call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni, Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers and fathers and mothers and fathers. Mothers, daddy-os. We are your children, the apples of your eye. The acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Or volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ad Council and National PTA.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
On every corner, Christmas lights helping to make the season bright. But it's so much more than this, you know. And you can't tell me that it ain't so. Sent from on high to us, you know. Talking about a Christmas deal, Christmas for real.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving at 454-0400. It's phone number 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I was calling yesterday. They had this little slogan on your show about if they pull out the 2,000 that have died, would be then died in vain. And I'm just wondering, if they stay in there, what they want to be, 4,000 to die in vain?
No one said, no, there wasn't a slogan on my show. It must have been someone talking after my show.
No, it wasn't your show, but
okay.
It's, you know, between the, you know, when you have your little speakers, the, you know, like between the news and then
Say
something like that.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, you know, I know it wasn't you, but I was just saying that I heard it on the radio yesterday, and it was talking about that they
would have died in vain. Isn't that something? That's just, it's twisted and contorted logic.
Mm-hmm. So if they stay in there, would they want to be 4,000 or 5,000 more to die in vain?
You know, and what's the number that means that we've won? What's the number of dead that means that we've won?
That's why I was wondering, how can they say that? Because if they think they're dying in vain, if they pull out, they're not doing anything. They're not winning over there, no way. So what they want is 5,000 or 6,000 more to die in vain.
And I guess, and to me, Gene, the question is that, okay, if we don't want them to die in vain, what is the number to die that means that we've won? That's all. Okay. If we want to win, tell me what the number is. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Gene. Bob.
Hey, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Okay. Yeah, what the young lady was talking about, I was just thinking about that, too, because yesterday what it is, it's about one of the guests that you're going to have on your show, and he's talking about if we pull out now, is 2,000 lives lost, you know, in vain. And I was saying to myself, boy, it's up to 2,500 now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what she's talking about, though.
Okay.
It's a little play they put in there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And the question becomes, what does winning look like?
Right.
What does winning look, and what did winning look like before we made this decision?
Exactly.
And what would winning look like now? Winning, like Colonel McNamara said, was pulling out now.
Right. And you know what I think, Liz? I believe the president knows. He's sitting there twiddling his fingers saying, you know what, I'm sorry I did this, but I want to pull out now. But if I do pull out now, all those lives and all those families are going to look at me like, it's all my fault, which it is his fault. But
you know what, I don't think it's that deep for him. I think he believes that we're supposed to be in there, and we're going to stay in there, and I'm mad at all these people that just won't shut up and let me do what I want to do.
Right.
I don't think that he has it within him to say, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done this. I don't think he has that capacity. I think that he is just mad that others don't get it like he gets it.
Right, that's right. You're right, Liz.
All right now.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself,
bye-bye.
Bob. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Lois, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I wanted to let you know that I wrote Stanley Williams yesterday, and I asked him to please leave a legacy for us. His story. In 71, I was in Los Angeles. I lived there when the Christmas started.
You're talking about Tukey, right?
Yes.
All right.
And I asked him if he can, I have always believed that the federal government and the local government had major hands in the importing of drugs and distributing them throughout the black community in this country.
It's been proven. Maxine Waters was on the show to talk about the cocaine-contra connection. Absolutely.
And so his story could open up a great light for our young people if they can hear the real story, not to answer what they're trying to get him to talk about.
Gotcha.
His associates. Forget about it. No, I'm not concerned about that. It's that if he can tell us exactly how it all started, who was there any connection with the government, and you know what I mean, just give us the true real life story.
That was
of how
that's
he
the
created
question.
That the Crips and what it did, and I think that it would really help our young black people to see the conspiracy. See, because we had won the civil rights, we was ready for the education opportunity had opened up, the employment opportunities, the opportunities for self businesses, and everything was opening up for us. So they had to come up with something to stop us, and they brought in those drugs, and they got these vulnerable black youth who saw how wonderful the money would be, and they had no concern about what they was doing, and I don't know if they cared or not, but anyway, it destroyed. It started the destruction of our young people, and we've lost about almost two generations now. And it got to be a story behind it. And I told him that if he can just talk to me, or either talk to a black journalist that he trusts, and maybe somehow we can get the story, make it into a document, documentary or something, or I can write about it or do the best that I can. But I been wanting to do this for, you know, I want to do something. You know, I'm in poor health and I'm poor. I'm not known. You know, I'm just a woman just trying to survive. But my heart is just really in pain because of what I'm seeing that is happening to our young people. And I want to do what I can. And if he is willing to, because he has a powerful story. I mean, that man can give us some information about the connection of the government. I'm hoping that he doesn't be executed. I hope he gets his stay.
Me too. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Lois,
I'm hoping that he would, you know, get it in time. I sent it priority, so hopefully he'll get it and be able to read it and respond to me quickly. So I'll let you know.
All right. Thank you so much, Lois.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We will have an open hour next hour to take your calls and comments. I will be back then. Stay with me.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. Two suicide bombers attacked the Baghdad Police Academy today, killing at least 27 police officers and wounding at least four dozen more people. ABC's Stephanie Tsai has new information from Baghdad.
The military isn't saying why they originally thought these were female suicide bombers, whether they were disguised as women or not. The bombs were detonated outside the police academy and not inside the classroom or cafeteria, as was earlier reported. We've also learned that one U.S. contractor was injured, but no U.S. forces were wounded or killed in this attack.
Also in Baghdad today, testimony from two women identified only as witnesses A and B. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky has more from this courtroom in the Saddam Hussein trial.
There was a not-so-tacit jab at the U.S. for the detainee abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib prison. A defense lawyer was cross-examining a witness who had described decrepit conditions at the prison. Bugs in her bed, shoes made of newspaper, men paraded naked in front of women. The lawyer asked, "Were you photographed? Were you attacked by dogs?" The woman answered, "No."
A poll by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut finds 60% of American voters want U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq. 54% believe going to war was the wrong move. A military transport plane crashed into an apartment building in suburban Tehran today, killing all 94 people in the aircraft and at least 25 more on the ground. The plane belonged to the Iranian Air Force. As much as 6 inches of snow is expected in the Northeast today, from Virginia through New England. In other parts of the country, winter is really settling in.
Residents of the Plain States also got their first big blast of winter, with whiteout conditions and temperatures dipping well below zero. The frigid weather created the perfect conditions for dozens of accidents.
ABC's Andrea Canning reporting. This is ABC News.
A dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Hey, I should know. I'm a dog. Wolf. And what I gotta do is chase squirrels. Especially the one digging holes in my yard. Someday soon I'll get free and chase that lawn wrecker right out of town.
You don't think your dog will run away?
Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Secretary of State Rice has begun a week-long European trip, stopping first in Germany. ABC's Jennifer Glass is following from London.
The U.S. Secretary of State flew into a storm of allegations that the CIA has been running secret prisons in Eastern Europe for the interrogation of terror suspects. While Condoleezza Rice didn't deny those claims, she did make the administration's position on the use of torture clear at a Berlin news conference.
It is against U.S. law to be involved in torture or conspiracy to commit torture. And it is also against U.S. international obligations.
While Rice said the U.S. respects the sovereignty of partner nations, cooperation in fighting terror, she said, is a two-way street. Jennifer Glass, ABC News, London.
A three-day festival is planned next month in Eugene, Oregon, to celebrate truffles. Not the chocolate kind, but the delicacy that grows in forests. Oregon is this country's biggest source of wild native truffles. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a Madison County woman is accused of killing her live-in boyfriend. 62-year-old Sheila Wright is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 57-year-old Charles Elder. Wright allegedly shot Elder on Saturday at the couple's home in Warden, Illinois, and then reportedly called police to tell them that she had shot Elder in a domestic dispute. The U.S. is unprepared for another terrorist attack. That's according to Thomas Keene, the former head of the 9/11 Commission. Tim Lomperis, a political science professor at St. Louis University, says he's not surprised by that.
I don't think we can ever be fully prepared for a terrorist attack. We can be better prepared than we were at sort of time A versus time B, but the ability to defend a society like ours is an impossible task.
Lomperis says he agrees with officials who say there will be another terrorist attack on U.S. soil. The 9/11 Commission yesterday released its final report, which gave the government low marks for failing to do enough to increase security. For the second straight week, a member of the Seamers has been honored as a Player of the Week in the MISL. Elvir Kafedzik was named the Offensive Player of the Week on Monday after scoring 3 goals, including the game winner, in the Steamers' 8-1 win over the California Cougars on Sunday. The win evened St. Louis's record at 2-2. Kafedzik became the first Steamers player this season to score 3 goals in a game. Prior to being drafted by St. Louis, Kafedzik led Lindenwood University in the NAIA National Championship in 2004. Finally this hour, the magic of Harry Potter continues to spellbind moviegoers. For a third straight weekend, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire will own the number one spot at the movie box office, taking in an estimated $20.5 million in box office receipts this go-around. Goblet of Fire easily outpaced its closest competitor, the new superheroine adventure Aeon Flux, starring Oscar winner Charlize Theron. The movie, which is based on a series of animated shorts that originally ran on MTV, opened at number 2 with a modest $13.1 million. Coming in third was the Johnny Cash biopic Walk the Line with $10 million. The blended family comedy Yours, Mine, and Ours, starring Dennis Quaid and Rene Russo, was fourth with $8.4 million. And the comedy Just Friends rounded out the top 5 at number 5 with $5.9 million in its second weekend out in theaters. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Maryville University. The weekend and evening college at Maryville University offers flexible schedules and 8 or 16-week sessions at 3 convenient locations. Apply online at maryville.edu. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by tonight's Billy Graham television special. Westbound 44 at Van Deventer is closed due to an accident investigation work. Traffic is being diverted onto Jefferson, and traffic jams still at 55. Westbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway exit, is closed for maintenance operations. You can use the 11th Street exit, and traffic is now backed up at Union Station. Northbound 55 between Arsenal and 44, slow traffic due to the crash that caused westbound 44 to close at Jefferson. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned back to normal. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 to the Canal Bridge, you still have stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, that traffic's finally easing up this hour. Eastbound 40 between Clayton Warson and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 5570 between Exchange and the Poplar Street Bridge, stop-and-go. Westbound 64 between Bow Avenue and the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split on Laclede's Landing, you still have slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto those approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is on the move. The Grand Ramp to westbound 44 is closed due to the accident. Jefferson on ramps to westbound 44 are closed due to that same accident. They have investigation work going on. Hampton at West Park, signal problems there. Expect delays. Veterans Memorial Parkway at San Miguel, look for an accident there. St. Charles Rock Road at Lintown Road, broken water main. You can expect restrictions in both lanes. Eastbound Tesson Ferry at 270, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked. And the Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is also closed for maintenance work. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by tonight's Billy Graham television special. Moving testimonies, the late Johnny Cash, a tribute to our troops, and an inspiring message from Billy Graham's New York City Crusade. Don't miss the Billy Graham special tonight at 7 on KMOV Channel 4. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, cloudy conditions, blustery skies, and a high in the mid-20s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Moving on to Wednesday, partly sunny, high in the mid-20s. Once again, Wednesday evening, cloudy, a 30% chance of snow showers with a low around 15. Then on Thursday, snow likely, moderate accumulations may be possible with a high in the mid-20s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny conditions. We have 19 degrees, and Lambert Field is also reporting 19 degrees, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 5. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, really need the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, these shows, every show is archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, go get an hour. You can do that at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We also are broadcasting live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. So from Xenia to Zimbabwe. Oh, yeah. We have it here. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. what I'm about to talk about would come under the category of hearsay, but I want to remind your listening audience that most of the news you get is nothing but hearsay. So just listen with an open mind. I heard this person talking about, he referred to himself like as an expert, a so-called expert on terrorism. And his name is, I believe he represented himself as to be Jerry Corsi. And he was saying that Israel is planning on attacking Iran in March. If there's no diplomatic situation that can be arrived at before then, because Russia has sold Iran some very important weapons, and they're going to have capabilities, he said, of atomic capabilities, more so than they have now. And he was saying that the United States would have to clear an airway so that Israel could attack Iran. So therefore, the United States would be involved. And he's saying that also that Russia and China might also get involved. He suggested against making an airstrike on the United States of America. So I don't know. I haven't heard too much about this, but it sounded very scary to me because I know Israel is sort of on the same page with America, making preemptive strikes whenever they choose. And I'm sure that they don't want Iran to have atomic weapons, even though Israel has, I think they've had nuclear weapons for years.
Well, Israel has had nuclear weapons, and this story that you're talking about in terms of a possible strike on Iran by Israel, we've reported that even on our world news reports. We've talked about the possibility, or that there is speculation out there that such a thing may happen. Yes, the speculation has been out there that's a possibility. So, yeah, people are there are people out there that are talking about it as a possibility.
And this person also said that Israel is upset because they feel that the United States is more or less turned against them by not giving them the go-ahead to attack Iran, and they want to work out a diplomatic situation. And I don't know how what Israel is thinking about. Diplomacy is the way to go if you can do it that way. Okay. They don't want to wait for that. They're saying that they've said, I don't know if this is hearsay, but they've set a deadline of March.
Well, okay, that's what this person was speculating, that there was a deadline of that. Okay, well, we'll see. We'll absolutely, and I do want to say something. You need to quit hating on Oprah. I watched that show. It wasn't that bad.
Which one?
I watched the show with David Letterman and Oprah because I T-voted, and I went home and watched it that night. I thought the story that she told was hysterical. I thought it was funny.
About her Negro mama.
Well, that's not how she said it, but that's not the context in which she said it. I thought it was funny. I thought she was funny. I thought the story was hysterical.
I thought she was
wonderful.
What upsets me about Oprah so much is a lot of things.
It feels so personal.
She said about have you ever heard her talk about John Travolta?
No, I haven't heard
how she loves him. And some she said if somebody asked her if she was on a desert island and she only had one person that she could choose to be there along with, and she said, I would want to be there with John Travolta. I love him. She didn't say if he wasn't married. She never mentions that man's wife and children. She talks about him as if he's a single man.
Oh, come on.
What
Christy,
she does.
Come on. That's it? That's it. You have issues with you have Oprah issues.
Because
that's not
time to do more things that would benefit humanity.
Jesus,
what? Stop doing that.
This woman has done more to impact on humanity than any other human being that's ever been on television.
Like what?
Well, like what? This is a woman that has change the way that people read books. More people read books today as a result of Oprah Winfrey pushing books. I mean, and if that's all she did, and that's...
I mean, that's all well and good.
Wait a minute. You just asked me. Well, how is she impacted? And with an attitude, and I'm putting an attitude in there because that's how you put one in there.
I don't think she impacted anybody to read more.
Huh? Do you know that books are on, books go to the best seller list as a result of Oprah saying, go read this book? What do you mean? What more evidence do you need? Do you need a videotape of every human being reading a book before
and
you believe it?
What are they reading? Some Harlequin romance. Who wants that?
You're so unfair. You're so unfair, Christine.
Who wants that romance? I mean, she should do more with her power.
So are you calling Toni Morrison a Harlequin romance person? Are you calling Maya Angelou a Harlequin romance person? Are you calling there are all kinds of black authors that have been on that show.
I mean, she's.
Well, wait a minute. No. Wait.
These black people she has on the show are repeaters. She had one that she comes on.
There's nothing
three
that Oprah could
times.
Do. There
Instead
is nothing.
Getting new black people on there.
There's nothing that Oprah could do that could please you. You might as well just say there's nothing that she can do.
If she
because
could please me.
No, she couldn't.
Doing shows that would empower.
No, she couldn't. Because the fact of the matter is that when I told you something that has been done to get more human beings to read more books is something that no other person on television has ever done. And if that was all that she did, that would be fine. But the fact of the matter is she has done more. And as far as you're concerned, she can never do anything except what you want her to do. And that's absurd.
No, that's not what I want to do. I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're the only one that has called this show and asked questions about it, and I've given her answers, and it still ain't enough. Christine, you have Oprah issues. You really do.
Well, maybe I do, but I'm sure I'm not the only one that has Oprah issues because, like I said
before, it's her money. She can spend it any way that she wants to. She can spend her own dang money any dang way that she should.
What she said about how she's so crazy about Travolta and he's married.
That has no impact on my life at
all. And then she tells this story about she went to his party.
You sound jealous.
Where he had people dressed up as tables.
And so?
I mean, to me,
that's the epitome of
somebody, a Republican, spending money on the rich.
Oh, you just
He had people dressed up at his party as tables.
And
women standing up there dressed up like a table.
And again, Christine,
and
it's
on
his house, it's
I've
his
seen.
House, it's his house, it's his party. He can do whatever he wants to as long as he's not hurting anybody.
And the only other place I've seen that where they had people dressed up as statues is in Michael Moore's movie, Roger and Me, where we had these rich people where when they had Flint, Michigan, was devastated.
I know. I've seen the
movie. These people giving a party and have people dressed up as statues.
But if Michael Moore had just made a movie, a documentary, about a party with people as statues, it wouldn't have had any impact. The reason why it had an impact and the reason why it was so significant and the reason why that piece was put into the documentary in that way was because
of how rich.
No,
how the rich
it was
are.
Not. It was not, Christine. It was about the fact that Roger was a person that cut all those jobs and said they couldn't afford for people to have these jobs, and yet they had this opulence. That's what the story was. It wasn't about we hate rich people.
Gotta go.
John Travolta doesn't have a business where thousands of people lost their jobs at the same time while corporate people got made millions of dollars. That wasn't that. John Travolta is a millionaire. He can spend his own money any dang way he wants to. Ain't nothing wrong with people being rich. Don't be hating on people for being rich. Hate on people for harming people that have money or that are poor. Who was she harmed? Who was he harmed? Lord, let it go. Car phone.
Oh, my God. I just had to say, it amazes me how people call in and they say things about people and they have no idea what they're talking about. Like you said about Oprah, not only did she open up and got people more reading books, you want to know what she did to impact people's lives? Not only did she bring to the forefront the plight of the Congolese people, the women in the Congo, how they were being tortured and raped. Oprah has built schools in Africa.
South Africa. Houses.
Not only that, she gave $1 million of her own money to Hurricane Katrina victims. Her angel network has raised millions of dollars. She has done more than anybody
on television in the history of the media. And again, Oprah ain't perfect, neither am I. There are things that Oprah does that I don't like, but so what? There are things that I do that people don't like. I'm a human being just like her. And if all she did was make people read more, God bless you.
And do you know how much money she's given the United Negro College Fund? She gave them $1 million. Oprah has given millions of dollars to black colleges. She has done
a lot.
I
know she has. And the fact of the matter is, it's her dang money. And if she wanted to just flush it down the toilet every day, that's her business. She doesn't have to do anything. Now, the fact that she does is an admirable thing, and it's an honorable thing. But if she wanted to flush $1 million down the toilet every morning when she got up and had her breakfast, she could do that because it's her money.
And you know what, Liz?
Who am I to go tell somebody what they're supposed to be doing with their money?
Thank you. And you know what, Liz, what's really sad is that people talk, what has she done? If you don't know what she's done, why don't you find out before
you go
running your mouth trash from the lady? Thanks.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Margaret.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was surprised that Christine called again regarding Oprah.
Oh, she didn't call regarding that. I brought it up. In all fairness, I brought it up because I saw, I TiVo'd the David Letterman special, and I thought she was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And she changed the ratings on his show. He hadn't had that high a ratings in 15 years.
Yeah, he's grinning from ear to ear.
Yes, he is.
Yes, but I know she's taking care of Mrs. King. You know, she didn't have any insurance, so she's taking care of her.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's taking care of her, and she's building 50 homes for the hurricane people.
Ain't that some stuff?
And there's some lots that she bought in Texas, and she said, you all didn't know each other until this happened. Now you all are going to be neighbors because that whole 50 families Mm. All live in these new homes.
And that's something.
Yes.
Building houses.
Uh-huh. And she has 12 boys that she's sending to Morehouse.
I know that every year she has boys that she sends to Morehouse. She calls them her Morehouse men.
Yes, ma'am.
And
she's building another school in South Africa for girls.
Yes, ma'am.
So they go to school.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So tell Christine to kind of keep up with what's going on that's positive.
Thank you.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Anna, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I was kind of amused listening to that argument about Oprah. You know, when you argue with a closed-minded person, it's like working with zero. You add it, you divide it, you subtract it. What do you wind up with?
Yes, ma'am.
It's useless.
Yes, ma'am.
It's sad that people can, you know, think like that. Don't know the facts, but yet they make up facts and fix things the way they want it to be. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Ian. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz, I'm going to keep it simple, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Keep doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
Do a beautiful job.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi. Christine, don't be talking about Oprah. She came out of Tennessee State. Girl, she got a chair of excellence in her father's name on that campus. I don't know what's wrong, Christine. Why are you beating up on Oprah?
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This be the wake-up call. You need to get to me at 454-0400. Get up. Get to me. I'll be back.
We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Congratulations! You found Radio Free St. Louis online at WGNU.net. Remember, we're also at 920 on your AM dial in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Did you know that even today, 95% of the world's jury trials are held here in America? Juries are one of the ways American society guarantees the rights of citizens on trial. Unless you don't answer your jury summons. Your right to a jury trial is like so many other American rights. It comes with a responsibility. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part.
The American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
When you discover something of true value, that pearl of great price, you take special care of it. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party celebrates its pearl anniversary this year by honoring those who help others throughout Metro St. Louis. This year's party is from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road. The parking is free. The ticket price of $10 per person includes a family-style buffet, a DJ from Complete Music Company, the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers, and the Sweet and Sassy Dancers continue the tradition of great entertainment. There are also drawings for door prizes, including, what else, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are also available at $5 each. Seating is limited to 500 persons, so get your tickets now and don't be disappointed. They're available from B. Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in. 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the wake-up call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni, Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
On every corner, Christmas lights helping to make the season bright. But it's so much more than this, you know. And you can't tell me that it ain't so. Sent from on high to us below, talking about a Christmas deal, Christmas for real.
It's a real Christmas.
Yes,
if you didn't know, you didn't know.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. On Thursday, it's been announced today that Hillary Clinton will have an opponent. He will have a contest in the primary, the Democratic primary, for her reelection as United States Senator. Jonathan Tassani has announced his candidacy. He did that today. He will be our guest on Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. He's an activist, a union leader, an organizer, a commentator, a writer, and Cindy Sheehan is endorsing him. You need to find out why. And you need to listen to the show on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. for the First in St. Louis interview of Jonathan Tassani. 454-0400 is my phone number. Give to me. Morton, good morning.
Good morning. On Oprah, all I wanted to say was the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science. Thank you.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Wilda.
Yes, Liz. How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, Liz. They was talking. You were talking about Oprah. That lady called in talking about Oprah. Mm-hmm. I think Oprah. I agree with you. I think Oprah has done a wonderful thing, and she's still doing wonderful things.
I think. And, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And a lot of people get mad at a black person when they come into money. They get jealous, like you said. And I think that's that lady's problem. She's jealous. And then she don't want to hang out with white people, I think, too. I think she has an issue with that, too.
Here's the thing. And it's a complicated life that we live as people of African descent.
Mm-hmm.
Part of us, we do expect that folks, when they get into position to help and impact upon the condition of African people, do so. We expect that, honestly.
Right.
We all expect that, and we all want that. And that's important, because that's what we're all taught that we're supposed to do. So it would be unfair and inaccurate to say that we don't evaluate people based upon what they, black folks, when they have made it, based upon what they do for and to their community.
Right.
We do evaluate them like that.
Yeah, we do.
And it's important that we do. However, having said that, that does not mean that I have the right to tell somebody that they are supposed to spend their money in a certain way. And I guess the question that Christine was raising also is, you know, what is black? I mean, what do you have to do to be truly invested in the future of your community? What do you have to do to demonstrate how black you are, how African you are? And from Christine's perspective, what I'm getting is that she doesn't believe that Oprah has engaged in black enough behavior.
Yeah.
And I understand the desire and the effort and the action of evaluating someone like that, because I do. And I know you do too.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that I think that we all could say something that Oprah's not doing,
yeah,
that we believe that she should.
Mm-hmm.
I have certain things that I would like to see her do that she's not doing, but number one, it's not my money.
Right.
Number two, she is doing some stuff.
Right. Yeah,
she's doing some stuff.
Yeah.
She's doing some stuff.
Right, right.
And I'm not, I guess what was challenging for me and difficult for me was the level of fury that I felt directed at this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, given what Oprah has done, that she is deserving of that type of fury
and
that type of anger.
I agree 100% what you said. And what this lady should be focusing on is what they're doing up in that White House.
Well, and she is. No, in all fairness, she is. She talks about those issues.
She does talk about those issues.
Okay. I just believe that this fury at Oprah is unique. And I don't know. I watched the same show. I don't know anybody in America that didn't watch her on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought her dress was totally incredible, the brown and the purple.
Yeah.
And I love the story she told about her glasses.
I
fell out the chair laughing. We all could see our mama standing there looking out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't recognize me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you hear your mama saying that?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And can't you hear your mama saying exactly the same thing that her mama told her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I felt truly, now that is not necessarily a story that I would share with a white audience.
No, I wouldn't either.
Okay, but that's my preference. Mm-hmm. That would be a story that I would share amongst black folks,
right,
out of concern, not because I'm ashamed of the story, but out of concern,
right,
of that story being misconstrued or turned into a negative thing about my people.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, but the fact that she told it, I thought it was a funny story.
Yeah, it was.
She was 13 years old, and she in there acting like she had amnesia because she didn't want those glasses.
Well, that's all I had to
all
say,
right,
Liz.
Thank you so
and
much.
And you have a blessed holiday.
You
and keep
too.
On doing what you're doing, girl, because you is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Love your show every day.
Thank you.
And, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking about Oprah, and her and Montel show primarily are both based solely on helping people. They're entertaining, informative, but very, very seldom do you ever watch their shows when they're not engaged in helping other people. You can watch all these other morning shows, their game shows, they're entertaining, but none of them have used their money like Oprah and their prestige and power like Montel has to benefit other people.
See, I don't like Montel. I do not feel that way. I don't get that kind of energy from Montel. I know that there are people that do like Montel, but I do feel that way about Oprah. And remember, it's Oprah that has really set the bar.
Absolutely
set the bar. And the things that she does are amazing. And none of them she has to do. She didn't have to give anybody a car. She didn't have to use her power to give anybody a car.
Oh, exactly.
She didn't have to do that. She could still be talking about my baby's daddy stories. She could be talking about things that impact perhaps an individual, but a more salacious and a more attempts to get to the worst of us than to get to the best of us.
I mean, basically, what she tries to do is improve the quality of life for people.
It certainly appears that way and feels that way, doesn't it, Don?
It sure does. I just wanted to call and
because
and
I mean,
you on the back and both of them, and I do like Montel.
I understand, and I do want to say that I get mad at Oprah sometimes. But I was talking to a girlfriend of mine a couple of weeks ago. I was like, okay, I'm back in love with Oprah again. Back in love with her because you watch these shows and you start crying. Grown men have called me to tell me that they cried about some stuff they saw on Oprah.
Oh, you can't help.
You know. So,
if you've got a heart, you can't help that.
And can I just say one more quick thing that I saw on Oprah when she did the color purple thing? Did you see the clip that she showed? Because she went back 20 years and she was showing clips on her show on her 20th anniversary. Did you see the white guy that stood up and in this Texas drawl said, Oprah, I'm going to do something for you. And he recited the entire soliloquy that Oprah's character said in The Color Purple.
He said,
I bet you've never heard anybody do this. She said, I've never heard a white man do this before. And he did the whole soliloquy. It was hysterical. She touches people. It's undeniable. She touches people.
Oh, definitely. And I'll let you go.
Thank you, Don.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call, Barbara.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Congratulations for your latest honor.
Thank you.
And you have a happy holiday. I want to join with you in saying that Oprah is awesome. They had a thing on cable TV the other day about all the stars and celebrities that had given money to charity. Some gave $1 million, some gave $2 million. Steven Spielberg gave several million. But she gave more than anyone. She gave $10 million of her own money, plus the Angel Network is funding those homes that she's building.
And that's something.
And that's her organization. And plus what she did for the fistula young girls that were forced into marriage at 9, 12, that get these fistulas. And she went over there and built a whole new hospital, a whole new apartment, because they're ostracized because they leak urine.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working with this doctor that operates on them.
To correct that.
She's just done so much, you know.
And you know what? Can I just interrupt just for one second, please, Barbara? That's just what we know.
That's right.
And you know that folks do all kinds of stuff that you don't know about.
Exactly. Give everybody their props. Everybody's not the same. And I think anything positive, anything good is from God. So let's just say God bless Oprah and leave it at that.
All right now.
Have a nice day.
454-0400 is my phone number. Marva.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. I was just calling to just say something about Oprah also. She's also, last week or 2 weeks ago, they caught three people that were molesting kids and, you know, having pornography and all of that. She has done a lot. And I just wanted to call in and say, you know, whoever that lady was, she's hating, you know, and that's terrible because that lady has done a lot, even in open interview, whether she wanted to or not, she's done for a lot of things.
And again, I know myself, just speaking as myself, Marva, I have gone through, I've been mad at her. I didn't like the way that she treated the jury from O.J. Simpson. I thought she was awful to them. I didn't like the way that George Bush, she let George Bush kiss her. I didn't like that. I mean, there are a number of things that I could point out that I take issue with her about. But the bottom line is that everybody... We're all human beings, and we're not. Nobody is perfect, and that's my idea of perfection, and not hers. If that's what all she was doing was beating up on O.J. Simpson jurors and letting George Bush kiss her, then I'd be mad at her for real and constant. But there's more to her than that.
Right,
and you have to evaluate a stranger because she's a stranger. You have to evaluate her in her entirety. And when you on balance, when you look at all of the things. Don't we all want to shuffle off our mortal coils with, I did more good than bad?
Right.
You know, and when you evaluate, as much as I'm allowed to see, when you evaluate, if there is far more good than anything that I would take exception to.
That's true. That is so true.
And that's what I want people to evaluate about me, and I know that that's what you want people to evaluate about you.
I do too, yeah.
All right now.
And I have another. I just want to say one more thing,
yes,
about
ma'am.
Montel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way, kind of what you're saying.
No,
and I just want people to know that he is getting ready to run for Congress. Oh, I mean, not Congress, but he's getting ready to run for office somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if his health would allow him to do that, but
right.
But I don't like him. I don't feel
right.
I don't feel that energy.
I don't either.
All right,
don't either. But that was my comment, and it's an honor to speak to you. So.
Well, bless your heart. It's an honor to speak to you. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
All right, now. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I will be back after this. Stay with me.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. In a press release yesterday, the U.S. Strategic Command says it now has the capability to quickly strike targets around the world by using nuclear or conventional weapons. A test was run last month that demonstrated the American military has the capability to wage nuclear war against any country on Earth. That exercise was dubbed Global Lightning and presented a scenario of a preemptive nuclear strike against weapons of mass destruction facilities anywhere on the planet. STRATCOM says the attacks can be launched from long-range bombers, land-based missile batteries, or nuclear submarines. This new command was set up in August to assimilate all the elements of American military power into global strike plans and operations. And a Dateline San Diego. The resignation last week of disgraced Congressman Duke Cunningham could only be the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Federal investigators now say the probe is expected to reach into the CIA and into its hierarchy. Cunningham pleaded guilty to charges that he took bribes from defense contractors in order to guarantee they got contracts. His position on the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee gave him the opportunity to sell his votes, but he also had a position on the Select Committee on Intelligence, and that's also a good post to help contractors get business, especially with the CIA. Interviews conducted as part of the Cunningham investigation have shown that CIA Executive Director Kyle Faugho has a long, close relationship with two of the contractors who were named as having offered bribes to Cunningham. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Keith Gray. You can catch me on Higher Ground Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. See you then.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents recent discoveries at the Castle of Macedonia. Michael Fuller, professor of archaeology at St. Louis Community College Merrimack, discusses recent archaeological discoveries on Friday, December 9th at 7 p.m. Admission is free. To find out more, call 314-721-0072. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Once upon a time, in a small cottage, lived a boy named Chuck. One day, Chuck heard a knock from inside the wall.
Who is it?
He cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house!
Exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely.
He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
World-renowned poet Nikki Giovanni joins Liz Brown on the Wake Up Call Wednesday morning at 9 to talk about her new work that's a tribute to the late Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement. Nikki's work is well known for its call of urgency for black people to realize their identities and understand their surroundings in a white-dominated culture. Spend an hour with Nikki Giovanni, Wednesday morning at 9 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep. On a cold winter's night, that was so deep.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, Liz, this is just my opinion, but I think it's certain things that you dealt with the Oprah situation, and I think that it's certain times, certain things that you say in certain places and not air all your dirty laundry out. You know, you can get in a group and discuss these things amongst black people. This is just my opinion. And you talk about giving.
So you take exception to the characterization that she used when she talked about her mother?
No. So not just, well, that
I mean,
too.
Okay, I'm not clear about how you're connecting that to Oprah. Connect that up for
no,
me.
No, I wasn't. I'm just talking about black people, period.
Oh.
It's just certain things I think, you know, people should get in groups because, you know, like the Catholic Church, they give money. They do a lot of help, but you don't have to put up with the rape of those priests raping them kids.
Okay.
See, it's something behind talk about giving. Just because they give away something, you got to accept the rape of those children. I don't.
Okay, slow down just for a second. I'm trying to connect make a connection with what you're saying right now. What does that have to do with the conversation
I mean,
we're
Liz,
having
if
about
you don't understand that, I understand it. If you want to go along with it, that's fine.
Please
that's
don't. Wait a minute. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't run away. Don't put words in my mouth and don't run away. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, but because I don't understand you, at least I asked you to explain yourself and you ran away. Why'd you do that? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
You have a beautiful day today.
Okay.
And like I say, Oprah is a beautiful black lady. She did a lot of things and a lot of individual things that Oprah has done. Yeah, I see the story where she sent a lot of runaway girls home.
Hmm.
A lot of little girls up them.
All right.
Get started. So Oprah have did a lot, lots of good things.
The question is I think for me, the issue is evaluating a stranger. And if we're and she's in the media, so there's going to be some evaluation of her. Evaluating her in toto, in her entirety.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that every human being that is out there, we can take exception to.
Right.
Have something that we don't care that like about, whatever. There are things you don't like about yourself.
Again, that's her money. Like she can do what she wants.
She can.
It just so happens she's just taking and doing a lot of good things with it.
And as a person of African descent, and because she's a person of African descent, I am pleased to see that
sure.
She's spending the money on empowering her community.
That's right.
You know, and what more can you ask?
Nothing. Thank you, and have a beautiful day.
Take care.
Be careful out there.
All right, you too. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place, tomorrow. Stay strong, y'all.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. There was dramatic and emotional testimony today at Saddam Hussein's trial from a witness who remained hidden behind a light blue curtain. ABC's Aaron Katursky was inside the Baghdad courtroom.
A woman who was a teenager when she says she was tortured by Saddam's intelligence service has been